saints of light proclaim, Jesus, the light of the world, life and mercy in his name. Jesus, the light of the world, will walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the children of mercy and light. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of Amen. He, the Savior, stand as God. Jesus, the light of the world. Send the gospel through to all. Jesus, the light of the world, will walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy and light. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Why not seek him then and today? Jesus, the light of the world. Go with truth the narrow way. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy abright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Come, confess him as your King. Jesus, the light of the world. Then the bell of heaven will ring. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy abright. Shine all around us by day. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy abright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, swing low, swing low, swing chariot, coming for to carry me. If you get there, if you get there before I do, coming for to carry me. Carry me home. carry me home. Swing low, swing chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, swing low, swing carry me home, swing low, swing chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
Saints, Brother Maxwell just wants to thank the saints who came to his house last week. It was a nice time of fellowship. And we do appreciate the support that was given there as well. Just want to say to Brother Brian as well, we're very sorry Brother Brian's brother passed away in England yesterday in the morning. So let's keep him in prayer and pray for his family and the arrangements for the funeral maybe coming up next week or the end of the week. He had been very, very sick with asbestosis. So Brother Brian had come even for prayer for him last week, saying he was suffering immensely. So we just leave everything in the hands of the Lord. Like we were saying to Sister Deirdre yesterday, the Bible says the Lord is righteous in all of his judgment. You know, and he doesn't call someone to judgment without warning them first. So you don't know what happens in the heart of a person, though you may not know the last days of somebody what was happening. But the Lord will never judge somebody unrighteously. God gives everybody a warning. God doesn't just judge somebody lightly. You know, so we leave it in the hands of the Lord. The Lord knows the condition of a man's soul. The Lord knows the truth that someone's accountable for. You know, because you're only accountable for the truth that you've heard. Amen. If you never heard the fullness of the truth, you're not fully accountable. Amen. You're accountable for what you know. So we just leave it like that and pray that the Lord will comfort the family as well. Just to one more announcement before we come to the word. In next Saturday is communion service. But the following Saturday, we have Brother Howard Searle from New Zealand with us. The saints remember him from last year. He passed our way for a Sunday. Brother Howard Searle, he preached a real wonderful message that time, remember, on empty vessels. So he's passing by. He's going to be preaching for Brother Tom. So he's coming to us on the Saturday evening. That's in 2 weeks' time. So please pray for that as well. I think it will be a blessing. And Brother Tom's having some special meetings at that same time, starting, I think, from the Wednesday up to the Sunday, because the brother from Australia has come as well, Brother Brian Freeborn. He came with Brother Howard. So they'll be having meetings. So anybody who's free to support that, I think it would be a real good thing to do. We will just have our Wednesday service, our Saturday with Brother Howard, and our Sunday as normal. So if anybody is free Thursday, Friday, you know, Brother Tom's having meetings at the normal place, Scarva, for each of those evenings. So let's pray for Brother Tom for those meetings as well. Let's come before the Lord in prayer before we read the word. Why don't you put yourself before the Lord today? Let's all call upon the name of the Lord. Maybe you've come from your battles. Maybe your mind is wondering whether you turned off the dishwasher or whatever else in life, and you wanted to get yourself before the Lord so that the word can have an effect. Let's all pray. Let's come before the Lord. Father, bringing ourselves before thee, Lord, at this time, wanting to humble ourselves before thee, Lord, upon this day, just being a needy people. Father, how we do look to thee, how we do wait upon thee. It should be done for your great name's sake, for your glory. Lord, we need you. Be with us. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen, Lord. Let your will be done. Amen. 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 Let's open Isaiah chapter 54, saints. We do thank the Lord. You know, Brother Wilmore, that had an accident, Hadassah, broke her finger, so we just keep that in prayer as well. And I know just even Benjamin closed his finger in the door this morning. You know, the prophet says the Lord has an angel that watches over children, and that's the truth. Because so many times things could be so much worse than they are. Sometimes we look at it and say, but this is really a tragedy or this is sad, but sometimes things could be so much worse. You hear the horror stories in this world of what happens to children. You know, the misfortune, and you look at your children and the things which many times could have happened, but it really is the grace of God. You know, so let's keep Hadassah in prayer. I think I had to put a plaster on, that put some stitches and so forth. But at that age, it doesn't take long for them to be back to normal again. So we do really thank the Lord for his hand of protection. Isaiah 54, let's read from 15 up to 17.
15 à 17, Isaiah 54.
Isaiah 54. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. That every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Who is this for? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, your truth. And Father, every believer that's here upon this day can bear record of the truth of that, Lord. Of the plans of the enemy. Lord, the cunning devices of men. Lord, the wickedness of, Father, the evil one. And Father, how many times he tries to work. But Father, you're always ahead of him. And you said that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So Father, we thank you this day. I just pray for Hadassah. Just pray, Lord, that all will be well with that finger. Just let it be set, whatever needs to be done. Father, let it just come out just normal. Father, you said, I will restore, saith the Lord. Father, pray for Brother Brian. Strengthen him, the family at this time. Be in all these arrangements, Lord. Speak in, Father, the way that only you can speak. To each person in these circumstances, we pray. Father, each of your people, some are not here today. I do pray for them wherever they would be. Watch over your people, sickness about and work and different things. We dedicate it to thee. Them people coming back this week, bless them. As we thank you, Father, these meetings coming up, we give into your hands as well. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. Let's just open the book of Esther as well. We wanted to look in the book of Esther to starting off today a little bit, but you know, we know that the book of Esther is such a wonderful book to look at in the prophetic realm. And there's people that have preached it and do preach it far better than I could ever take it in that way. But just when we were speaking last week on this issue of spiritual warfare, the plots of the enemy, you know, his wickedness and his evil. I just went into this book and I just found some things which really encouraged me. So we want to just look at the book of Esther, maybe just on the personal level, not on the prophetic. We know Esther types the bride and we know all the seven messengers and so forth in there. But we wanted to look at this just down the personal line. And it's a real, real interesting book. Because the book of Esther, many people say it's out of place in the Bible because it never mentions the name of the Lord. That's a good Sunday school question to say, which book in the Bible never mentions the Lord? Is the book of Esther. No one ever prays in this Bible, in this book. No one ever worships God. Yet it's a book that is so saturated with God's dealings with his people.
Yeah,
and that's what makes it such an interesting book to me. We have different books in the Bible where the Lord reveals himself in different ways. Like in the book of Exodus, it's the book of redemption. Redemption by power. There's the miraculous working of Jehovah on behalf of his people. And we need those times. We need the book of Exodus in our lives on a regular basis. We need the Lord to open the Red Sea. We need the Lord to do the supernatural like he did. And every believer has those kind of testimonies in their life. Of that like supernatural intervention of the Lord. But more than in the book of Exodus.
Mais plus que dans le livre
what is more like the regular life of believers would be the book of Esther.
Ce qui arrive régulièrement dans la vie du croyant,
there's not one miracle in the book of Esther.
Il y a pas un seul miracle dans
but the whole book of Esther is a miracle.
Mais tout le livre, il est
but it's miracle. Just God working in a completely different way.
C'est Dieu travaillant d'une manière totalement
différente. The book of Esther really shows God working in the everyday life of believers.
Le livre d'Esther montre comment Dieu travaille dans la vie des
we don't see his croyant. Name.
Nous ne voyons pas son
we don't see his mighty manifestation.
Nous ne voyons pas ses manifestations glorieuses.
But in almost every verse, we see God is at work.
Mais dans chaque verset, nous voyons
God, the great general, is at work.
Dieu, le grand général, à
but it's a different kind of warfare.
Mais c'est une guerre différente.
He's using certain kinds of strategies that he uses in our lives as well.
Il utilise certaines stratégies qu'il utilise aussi dans notre vie.
You know, but if you're not, like the prophet says, if you're not in the spirit, you'd never see God in those things.
Le prophète dit, si vous n'êtes pas spirituel, vous n'allez pas voir Dieu.
Because so many of the things in the book of Esther to the natural man,
parce que la plupart de ces choses dans
you would dismiss them as coincidence. Oh, that just happened.
C'était seulement de la coïncidence.
And that's like our lives as well, saints. That if we're not careful,
si nous sommes pas prudents,
God is in control of every aspect of our lives.
Dieu contrôle chaque aspect de notre
if we are the Spirit, we don't see it like
si
that.
Nous sommes hors de l'esprit, nous n'allons
it
pas
just
le
looks
voir
like chance
cela.
And time. And, hey, that was lucky.
C'est comme de la chance.
Hey, that was lucky that happened. There's
c'est
nothing
comme
like
si
luck.
Cela est arrivé par hasard.
Luck comes from the word Lucifer.
La chance vient du mot Lucifer.
That's a word that believers don't use.
C'est un mot que les croyants
we're not lucky.
Pas.
It's not chance. There's nothing like
on
chance.
N'est pas chanceux, on n'a pas de la chance. Il y a
God
rien de
is
pareil.
Behind everything.
Dieu est derrière
and the book
chose.
Of Esther is such a wonderful demonstration of
et,
that.
Et le livre d'Esther est une démonstration you parfaite de cela.
Not speaking about Esther, but when the prophet speaks of the book of Ruth.
Pas d'Esther, mais quand le prophète parle de Ruth.
No, he says a similar thing.
Il dit une chose similaire.
He says it's a love story and people wondered why did they put this love
il
story
dit,
in the Bible?
C'est une histoire d'amour mais les gens se demandent pourquoi on l'a placé dans la Bible.
He says but it's more than a love story.
Mais il dit que c'est plus qu'une histoire
Ruth.
D'amour le livre
he
de
says
Ruth.
It's God himself.
C'est Dieu lui-même.
So the book of Ruth is God himself.
Le livre de Ruth c'est Dieu lui-même.
Because God is the word.
Parce que Dieu est la parole.
And the same as the book of Esther.
Et de même que le livre
d'Esther. The book of Esther is God in print. That's what the prophet says.
C'est le livre d'Esther c'est Dieu imprimé, c'est
ça. It really shows who God is and how he works.
Cela montre Dieu.
We may not see his name, but you're going to see him everywhere in that book.
On le voit partout dans ce livre.
Just as much as in your life.
C'est comme cela dans votre
vie. There are seasons in your life.
Dans certaines saisons dans votre vie.
Don't see any great manifestation of
parfois
God at that time.
Une grande manifestation de Dieu.
Don't think God's not at work.
Ne pensez pas que Dieu
because
n'est pas
many
à
times he's more at work at those times
parce que plusieurs fois
than
il
you
est,
would think.
Il est plus en train de
just as you find it in the book of Esther.
Trouvons cela dans le livre d'Esther.
So the prophet says, brethren,
le prophète dit,
it's
frère,
God in print.
C'est Dieu imprimé.
Jehovah printed on a book. That's the book
Jehovah
of Ruth.
Imprimé dans un livre.
And there's none of it just some kind of a fiction tale.
C'est pas seulement une légende.
But it's all absolutely the truth.
C'est absolument la vérité.
Every phrase of it you can hang your soul.
À chaque phrase, vous pouvez accrocher votre âme.
So if we take the book of Esther, we'd really get in the spirit of it.
Si vous prenez le livre d'Esther,
and as always with the word, sometimes it takes you to get silent with the Lord and really meditate on certain things before
parfois,
they become real in your life.
Dans votre silence et que vous méditez sur ces choses.
You'll see that you can really hang your soul in it.
Alors vous allez voir que vous pouvez accrocher votre
âme the
là-dessus.
Dealings of God in that book.
Dans la manière de Dieu travailler.
And he says, and when they were putting the Bible together.
Il dit quand ils mettaient, ils
rassemblaient. He says, why would the writers and the sages accept this book? He's speaking of Ruth as being inspired.
Pourquoi ces gens ont accepté de mettre le livre de Ruth?
He says, because there's a hidden revelation in it.
C'est parce qu'il y a une révélation
cachée. And in this hidden revelation, if you catch the real meaning.
Et cette révélation cachée, si vous la comprenez.
It'll bring you real close to God.
Cela vous amène.
And it's the same as in this book of Esther. And everything that God has put in His Word.
C'est la même chose que ce livre d'Esther.
If you really catch some of the meaning behind it and bring it personal to yourself,
si vous saisissez la compréhension derrière cela et vous
he says it'll bring you real close to God.
Cela va vous rapprocher.
That would be my desire because there's wonderful things in this book.
C'est cela mon désir parce qu'il y a des choses merveilleuses là-dedans.
Now this book is a classic book.
Ce livre c'est un livre classique.
It's showing the hidden works of God.
Qui montre les œuvres cachées.
When you read the book of Esther, there's a good song you could sing.
Quand vous lisez le livre d'Esther, il y a une bonne chanson.
Is that song? There's an unseen in hand
c'est la
that guideth me.
Qui me conduit.
You know, it's a nice song that.
C'est
and it's a wonderful truth.
C'est une vraie
is that the majority of God's working in our lives are unseen.
Il dit, la plupart des œuvres de Dieu dans notre vie
but
sont
they shouldn't be unrecognized to a believer.
Mais ils sont toujours reconnus par le
you croyant. May not see the Red Sea open.
Parfois, vous
when you've got problems
voir,
at work.
Parfois, vous pouvez pas voir la mer rouge s'ouvrir.
But God today is just as much in the business of moving and removing people as he was in the book of Esther.
Mais Dieu est toujours en train de déplacer les gens comme il le faisait
he
dans
can remove Queen Vashti.
Il pouvait détrôner la
He can
Bastille.
Remove that person that's giving you trouble at work.
Il peut faire déplacer cette personne.
He can promote Esther to great honor in the book.
Il pouvait élever
Esther à la grande honneur. He can promote you to honor as well.
Il peut aussi te promouvoir aussi.
But it's all done behind the scenes.
Mais cela se fait toujours derrière les
scènes. It's all like this invisible work of God that's taking place in this book.
Cette œuvre invisible de Dieu qui se passe dans notre.
Now this book speaks of providence.
Ce livre parle de la providence.
You'll find many times the prophet uses that word providence.
Plusieurs fois le prophète parle de la providence.
But he's mainly speaking down the way. Many times in the prayer lines he uses that word.
Plusieurs fois dans les lignes de prière, il
he says by the providence of God.
Il dit par la providence de
the
Dieu.
Next person in the prayer line was such and such a person.
La personne qui vient après, ce sera telle personne et
telle
personne.
And what is providence?
Et la providence,
providence comes from the word to foresee.
La providence vient du mot voir
to see something before it happens.
Voir quelque chose avant que cela n'arrive.
In the dictionary, providence means the protective care of God.
Dans le dictionnaire, providence signifie la main protectrice.
And it also means timely preparation for future eventualities.
Cela veut dire une préparation en avance des choses qui
so
peuvent
God
se passer dans le futur.
Plans ahead of time.
Dieu prépare en avant.
You know, it's like a great game of chess.
C'est comme ce jeu de dames.
Where people are thinking many moves ahead.
Quand les gens
I showed Gitana yesterday a short program on the internet of the greatest chess player in the world at the moment. He's a 22-year-old called Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. He's a genius.
C'est un génie.
He can see so far ahead in chess.
Il peut voir plus loin en avant dans le
it's that program 60 Minutes from America. They're interviewing him because he's such a genius at chess.
C'est un programme de 60 minutes. On l'interview.
And they show him sitting with his back to 10 chess boards.
On lui montre se tournant le dos à
playing 10 games of chess in his mind. He's not even looking at the board.
Jouant 10 jeux de dames en même temps dans sa
They're just telling him board number 1 king to such and such a position and he remembers it.
On lui dit tableau numéro 1
and then he's saying
tel pion à telle place
bishop to b4 and
dit,
he replied.
Il dit à l'autre poussez-le en
telle
position.
He can keep track of 10 games of chess in his mind at a time.
Il peut garder à l'esprit 10 jeux de dames en même temps.
And they say one of the greatest secrets of his the power of his game.
On lui dit que l'un des
he's committed to memory
l'un des plus grands secrets
10,000 of the greatest chess games in history.
Sorry.
10,000. He can play the whole game, 10,000 of those.
Il y a
of the great games of chess.
Dans sa pensée, des plus grands jeux de dames, 10
so they tested him on this program and they put a chess board and they put the pieces in a position of a chess game from 1851. And they asked him, do you recognize this chess board?
On l'a testé, on a placé un jeu de dames qu'on avait joué en 1800 quelque chose.
Straight away
he
said,
dit, est-ce que tu
yes,
connais ce jeu?
That was from London.
Il dit que c'est
it was this player against that
a été joué à Londres,
in 1859. He got that wrong.
1859.
And they said, oh, you got it wrong. It was 1851.
On lui a dit, non, tu t'es trompé.
And he said, my memory is not as good as it used to be. But when I was watching that,
quand je regardais cela,
I was thinking of the strategy and how far ahead he can see. But that's nothing compared to the Lord.
J'ai pensé à la stratégie, mais cela n'est rien.
That's why the devil is dumb.
C'est seulement
imagine if you were playing chess against someone who knew your every move.
Si vous jouez la dame, le jeu de dame avec quelqu'un,
do you think you're ever going to beat someone who knows every move you're ever going to make before you make it? That's the Lord. He knows every move the devil's going to make. And that's what the book of Esther shows us. God starts moving things into place even before you know there's a problem. Even before the Jews are threatened, God is putting the pieces already on the chessboard. That's what Proverbs it's God's protective care by seeing what's to come and making a provision for it now. And the whole of the chapter 1 of Esther, which is the king
qui est le
and
roi.
His 127 provinces that he rules over.
Et ses 127 provinces sur lesquelles il règne.
And the feast that he has, and Vashti's feast.
Et la fête de Vashti.
And all the problems the king has with his wife when she doesn't listen.
Et tous les problèmes que le roi a avec son épouse et elle ne
If
lui
you
écoute
read
pas.
That, you think, but what is, why is this put in the Bible?
Vous vous demandez mais pourquoi cela est-il placé dans la Bible?
But God was at work.
Mais Dieu était à l'œuvre.
Because in Esther chapter 1,
parce que dans Esther chapitre
1, we find the wrong queen is on the throne.
Nous trouvons qu'il y a une mauvaise roi sur le
Because
trône.
God can see ahead, and He's going to start to move things now.
Et Dieu, en prévoyant, il commence à positionner les choses.
And He's going to prove.
Et il va prouver.
Just how much He cares for His people.
Combien il prend soin de son peuple.
They say the book of Esther.
On dit dans le livre d'Esther.
Is a book of wonders without a miracle.
C'est un livre de merveilles sans miracle.
I remember our pastor once back home preached about the difference between signs and wonders, and it's true.
Il y a un pasteur qui a prêché de la différence entre les signes
There's
et les
so
miracles.
Many wonders in the book of Esther.
Il y a beaucoup
but
de
they're not
merveilles
miracles.
Dans les livres d'Esther, mais pas de
a
miracles.
A certain man just opens up a certain book on a certain night and reads to the king something
livre,
had happened 5 years before
et lit quelque chose qui s'était produit
and it changes
passé.
The destiny of the Jews.
Et cela change toute la destinée
that's not a miracle, that's a wonder.
Ça, c'est pas un miracle, c'est une
it's
merveille.
Not like a supernatural something that you know, God is suspending the laws of nature. But it's just as much the hand of God as a miracle is the hand of God. And to us as believers, there's so many wonders in the life of a believer. If you'll just keep your eyes open. And miracles. Miracles are wonderful. But so much more the way God deals with us is like the book of Esther. It's wonders taking place. You just meet the right person at the right time.
Vous devez rencontrer la bonne personne au bon moment.
You almost went too far.
Vous étiez presque allé au-delà.
If you just hadn't had a problem with your car that morning, you would have been in an accident.
Si vous n'aviez pas eu un problème avec votre voiture ce matin-là,
I think of that Jewish man who gave his testimony after 9/11 in America.
Un juif avait donné un témoignage après le 11 septembre.
And how many stories there were in September the 11th?
Et beaucoup d'histoires dans
of people that had problems that morning and just couldn't make it to work.
Des gens qui se sont réveillés qui pouvaient pas se rendre au service.
Well, that man, he just woke up in the morning and felt, I just don't need to go to work today.
Homme s'est réveillé, il a dit, a Jewish man. Un juif.
That was providence.
Ça, c'était la providence.
That wasn't a miracle. That was a wonder.
Pas un miracle, c'était une merveille.
That was God doing a wondrous thing.
C'était Dieu faisant des merveilles.
And God works in mysterious ways, the prophet
et
says.
Dieu
that song.
D'une façon mystérieuse.
His wonders to perform.
Il
These are real wonders.
Ce sont des merveilles.
And the book of Esther is a book of wonders.
Le livre d'Esther, c'est un livre de merveilles.
No miracles, but wonders.
Pas de miracles, mais
and the life of a believer has miracles and wonders.
La vie du croyant a des
but you have far more wonders than you have miracles.
Mais nous avons plus de merveilles que de
Generally
miracles.
Speaking, you see miracles when there's a crisis.
Généralement parlant, on voit des miracles au
God's
des
normal way of dealing with us is like this, like
Dieu,
in the book of Esther.
La manière normale de traiter avec
but sometimes he needs to heal you of a disease, open up your womb.
Parfois, il aime guérir ta
he
maladie.
Needs to change nature. He needs to do something spectacular in that kind of a way.
Il veut faire
that's a wonderful
quelque chose
thing.
De spectaculaire en ce, à un certain moment donné.
And just like the Bible, you find so much of the miracles in the book of Exodus at the beginning of Israel when they're coming out.
Dans la Bible, vous trouvez la plupart des miracles, c'est la livre des
and God does it with us as believers as well.
Dieu fait cela aussi avec nous
now when
croyants.
You first come to the Lord makes sure that he shows you who he is.
Quand vous venez au Seigneur, il vous montre
and he does some spectacular things in your life.
Il fait des choses spectaculaires dans votre vie.
But as you mature, sometimes he wants you to see him
parfois,
in everything.
Quand vous devenez mature, il veut
he
que
wants
vous le
see,
dans
you to
chose.
See him in the common circumstances of your everyday life.
Il veut que vous le voyez dans des circonstances communes de votre
he
vie.
He wants to prove that he's just as much in control
il veut que, il vous montre
in some of the
control.
Insignificance as he is in those big events.
Dans des petites choses comme il est dans les grandes.
And that's why he gives us books like the book of Esther.
C'est pourquoi il nous donne les livres
where you'll find
Esther.
That it's a drama
et nous allons voir que c'est un drame
with an unseen hand behind it.
Avec une main visible
and we're going to find that this unseen hand is going to move people and events and not only believers.
Et vous allez voir que cette main va déplacer les gens et les événements.
This book shows that God is in much control of heathen kings as he is in the kings of Israel. Amen. He's just as much in control.
Dieu contrôle les rois païens comme il contrôle les rois d'Israël.
That God has things just as much in control when evil is plotted against the children of God.
Dieu contrôle toutes
choses. As at other times,
on complote contre les enfants.
Everything is under His control.
Toute chose est sous son contrôle.
And when I was reading it this week, I really, really, in a sense, felt condemned inside of myself.
Quand j'ai lu, je me suis condamné d'une certaine
manière.
So
many times we don't see it like that.
Parce que plusieurs fois, on ne voit pas les choses comme
ça. Now this book shows us that even when you can't see God, God sees you.
Et la Bible nous montre que même si vous ne voyez pas Dieu, Dieu vous voit.
Even if you don't recognize His hand is still at work.
Même si vous ne reconnaissez pas sa main,
He's governing, He's moving, He's providing for the future.
Il pourvoit pour le futur.
He's protecting.
Il protège.
He's confounding the purposes of the enemy.
Il confond les plans de l'ennemi.
But God, being the great composer that he is,
étant le grand compositeur,
he likes to build things to a climax sometimes.
Il aime parfois amener les choses
he likes to let the devil go just far enough, you know.
Il aime amener le diable au point.
And sometimes you read the book of Esther, you'll think, yeah, if you didn't know the end, you'll say,
si vous lisez le livre d'Esther,
I think
si
the devil pulled
fin,
one over on the Lord there.
Vous allez dire, ceci va
but the devil never pulls one over on the Lord.
Mais le diable n'a jamais
it's vaincu the Lord Dieu. Who pulls the wool over the devil's
c'est
eyes.
Le Dieu qui contrôle tout, tout fois le
and
diable.
Sometimes you'll find in this book some of the biggest things hinge on the smallest little circumstance.
Parfois vous allez voir dans ce livre que les plus grandes choses sont arrivées dans des petites circonstances.
And how many times has it been like that in your life?
Combien cela a-t-il été dans
that you've looked and said, but hey, if it wasn't for that,
vous regardez, vous dites, si
how did I make that decision? How did I open that scripture at that time? Why did I put that message? It's God's hand. It's just as much God's hand as it was in the book of Esther. I remember that brother once giving a testimony in one convention. You know, of how he was really so low because he couldn't get a job and he was married, he was out of work. Things were hard for him.
Les choses étaient trop
spiritually,
dures.
Things were hard.
Spirituellement, les choses étaient dures.
And he came back in that day to the house.
Il est rentré ce jour-là à la maison.
And he had been out painting or something. And you know, he had been trying to do something. And he went to change his shirt.
Il appliquait la peinture.
And so he was wearing a white shirt and he went and put in a green shirt.
Il est allé changer, porter une chemise verte.
And then he came and he sat down in the chair at the kitchen table.
Dans la cuisine.
And his wife had left the MP3 player, then she'd been listening to a message.
Et sa femme avait laissé un message en train de jouer.
And he was so discouraged.
Et il était si découragé.
And he says, and I just said, let me just put the message.
Il a dit, laisse-moi seulement.
And it was the prophet in a prayer line.
C'était le prophète dans une ligne de prière.
And he's sitting at the kitchen table and there's a light above him.
Et il était sur,
and the prophet straight away says,
au-dessus de lui.
That man sitting there. With a green shirt.
Le prophète a dit, cette personne-là qui
sitting avec, under that light there.
Avec cette chemise sous cette lumière.
You're seeking for the Holy Ghost.
Tu cherches le Saint-Esprit.
You're looking for a job.
Tu cherches un travail.
You'll receive it.
Tu vas le recevoir.
Be it unto you according to your faith.
Que cela te soit fait selon
and that completely transformed his life.
He cela says, complètement transformé sa vie.
He says, the prophet was speaking of me. And the next day he got a job and he still got that job up till today.
Le jour suivant, il a eu le travail et il a
now friend, that's a wonder. How did that happen?
C'est une merveille.
You and I couldn't even plan and orchestrate something like that.
Moi-même, je ne pouvais pas planifier quelque chose.
But God does those things all the time.
Mais Dieu fait ces choses toutes.
But many times we're so spiritually dull we don't recognize it.
Plusieurs fois nous sommes si bas
spirituellement. Or we're waiting for this big something when God's doing all these things all the time.
Nous attendons ce grand quelque chose pendant que Dieu fait toutes ces choses chaque
jour. And that's why it's a good thing sometimes.
C'est pourquoi parfois c'est bien.
For us to really, really consider. What the Lord has done for us. I remember Brother David when he came to the Lord. Just meeting a certain brother at a certain time. And if you think back, the way God can just lead and guide the events of people from completely different backgrounds. And just bring them together at exactly the right time. God works on both sides. And then he brings people together just at the right time.
Et amène les gens ensemble au moment
and I'm sure you've got your testimonies like that as well.
Vous avez aussi votre témoignage.
The brother who testified the message to me,
le frère qui m'a témoigné du
he
message,
was 25 years old.
Il avait 25
his
ans.
Name was Brother Clint. He was a mixed race brother from South Africa.
C'était un métis de l'Afrique du
he
Sud.
Was living in Port Elizabeth.
Il vivait à Port Elizabeth.
He decided, 25, working in the bank, South African permanent.
Il travaillait dans
he
une
just decided banque. That year, let me go to university.
Il s'est décidé, je dois aller à
imagine 25 years old. And instead of going to the University of Port Elizabeth,
Au lieu d'aller à l'université
he applied to Rhodes University in Grahamstown, about 100 kilometers away.
Il est allé dans une autre université.
That same year, I never wanted to go to university. I wanted to work.
Moi, je ne voulais pas cette année-là aller à l'université. Je
one of my friends went to Rhodes University, a Greek. Koulas.
L'un de mes frères est allé dans une autre université.
He came back in the holidays in July and he was telling me, come to university.
Il est rentré en vacances.
What are you doing with your life? I said, well, I'm just working.
Il a demandé.
He said, come, it's great.
Il dit, viens à l'université.
I said, okay, which university are you at?
Il m'a demandé.
He said, I'm at Rhodes University.
Il m'a dit, celle de Rhodes.
I said, which hostel are you in? Which hostel?
You know? Il a demandé,
he said, I'm in Cullen Bowles, you know, the one at the end of the campus.
Tu es dans quel home?
I said, okay, let me apply to go. I applied to university. I applied to go to that hostel.
J'ai demandé d'aller dans le même
I was still a heathen. I was still an unbeliever.
J'étais d'abord,
I didn't even know the Lord.
Incroyant. Je connaissais pas le Seigneur.
That brother at the same time is applying Rhodes University to go to Cullen Bowles Hostel.
Ce frère-là d'Afrique du Sud aussi, il demandait pour la même université et le même home.
We get there. I get there at university the next year.
Je suis go into that hostel. L'année suivante,
just a pagan and a heathen.
J'étais seulement un païen,
and an unbeliever.
Un incroyant.
The Lord gets a hold of my life.
Le Seigneur s'est saisi.
I've become a Pentecostal.
Je suis devenu un
Pentecostal. One day we're having a prayer meeting.
Un jour on avait une réunion de prière.
And somebody tells me, do you know that brother, that guy who lives above on the next floor,
named Clint?
He's a Christian. Why don't you invite him to the prayer meeting? I said, hey, that's wonderful. I go upstairs, I say, Clint, would you like to come to the prayer meeting? There was the picture of the cloud. And he always used to tell me, he said, you were so interested in that cloud. It was the first thing I saw was the cloud. And I said, I must come and speak to you about this sometime. Invite him to come to the prayer meeting the next day. I get delayed with my studies. I'm late. By the time I get there, Brother Clint's got the Bible open and he's demolishing everything that we believe as Pentecostal.
Quand je suis arrivé, le frère était en train d'expliquer des choses.
It was an earthquake in my life. And my friend PJ, we were together in it.
Et mon frère PJ, nous étions
we said to him, Clint, stay behind afterwards, please.
Il m'a dit,
and that's how we got in the message.
C'est comme ça que je suis entré dans
at the message. End of that year, Brother Clint failed all his exams and went back to the bank. That is amazing.
Now,
sometimes when I'm discouraged, I like to look back on those things.
Parfois, quand
God,
how
do those things happen? And he who has begun the good work, he hasn't finished yet.
Et s'il a commencé, il doit le terminer.
The same one who can move the destinies and paths of people in the Bible.
C'est
you have the same testimony in your life.
Il peut changer les destinées des gens dans
many
la vie,
times,
même dans votre vie.
Just something happened just at that time that you needed.
Il y a quelque chose qui arrive seulement au moment où vous en avez besoin.
Somebody gets up, opens a certain scripture just at that time.
Quelqu'un se réveille, ouvre cette écriture juste en ce moment-là.
That's providence.
Ça, c'est de la providence.
That's the care of Jehovah for his people.
C'est la providence de Jéhovah pour son peuple.
And he can work in you to make decisions even before you know him.
Il peut travailler en vous, prenant des décisions.
You'll think you're in control of your life.
Vous pensez que vous contrôlez votre vie?
No, I think let me go to that university.
Il dit, bon, je vais aller dans telle
but you're not
université.
In control of your life.
Vous ne contrôlez pas votre
there's
vie.
Something before the foundation of the world that was planned about those things.
Il y a quelque chose qui était planifié
before
avant
you came on the scene.
Avant que vous ne veniez
and friends, that's the thing which you find in the Bible.
C'est cette chose que
is
vous
God
dans la Bible.
Is in control of everything.
C'est que Dieu est en contrôle,
he never overrides anybody's free will. He'll never do that.
Il ne va jamais aller contre la volonté de quelqu'un.
But it doesn't matter the decisions that people make.
Mais chaque décision que chacun fait,
God's purpose will still be fulfilled.
Dans chaque décision, la volonté de Dieu va s'accomplir.
Moses might say, I'm giving up.
Moïse pourrait
I'm
pu dire,
tired of this now.
J'en ai marre, j'abandonne.
I tried my best, it didn't work.
J'ai essayé de mon mieux, ça n'a pas marché.
Back side of the desert.
It il doesn't est allé matter. De l'autre côté du désert.
He's still going to meet the Lord.
Il est
he's still going to do what God ordained him to do.
Il allait toujours faire ce que Dieu lui avait ordonné de faire.
God is in control, friends.
Dieu est
and it's a real, real chose. Good thing. But like the prophet, he preached that message, like I said last week.
Comme le prophète a prêché ce message, comme j'ai dit la semaine
it's
passée.
The unchanging God working in an unexpected way.
C'est le Dieu immuable qui travaille d'une manière
who, no, when you think in this story of Esther,
comme vous
voyez there's a king who's going to give a proclamation all the Jews must be put to death.
Il y a un roi qui était sur le point de proclamer qu'on doit tuer tous les Juifs.
And you would think, but hey, God's going to raise an army.
Il pensait que Dieu
there's going to be a revolution.
Une armée qui aurait une
you know, if you're watching a Hollywood movie, that's how it would work. You know.
Si vous voyez un film d'Hollywood,
yeah, Mordecai, he's going to watch what he's going to do. He's going to make an alliance with some of the generals. He's going to make a coup.
Il va s'allier avec no. certains généraux pour faire un coup.
God uses a woman, Esther.
Mais il y avait une femme,
to confound Juste pour all of the plans of hell against Israel.
Tous les plans de contre Israël.
And she's a reluctant sort of a woman as well. I mean, she's not rushing forward to do it.
Elle était une femme hésitante. Elle ne se précipite pas.
She's never planned to be queen.
Elle n'a pas planifié d'être reine.
She's never thought of such eventualities in her life.
Et cela n'est jamais passé dans sa pensée.
But God moves her into that position.
Mais Dieu l'a placée dans cette
position.
For
several years, she doesn't even know why she's in that position.
Et pendant plusieurs années, elle savait même pas pourquoi elle était dans cette position.
This is wonderful.
C'est merveilleux.
No, everything's for a purpose.
Et chaque chose a un but.
It's the providence of God.
C'est la providence de Dieu.
God is foreseeing evil.
Dieu voit le
and
mal
God
à
is planning ahead of time for his
et
people.
Dieu planifie à l'avance.
And just as much as when you're playing chess, you got to put your pieces in strategic places.
Quand on joue au jeu de dames, vous devez positionner vos pions correctement.
And then there's the master
alors
stroke.
Le
and there's a checkmate just at that time.
Et vous frappez
and
juste
the enemy didn't see it coming.
Et l'ennemi n'avait pas vu cela
sometimes
venir.
You can defeat in the game of chess. You can use a pawn. The least of the players can overcome a king.
Dans le jeu de dans ce jeu vous pouvez utiliser les pions les moins valeureux.
And God likes to do that.
Et Dieu fait parfois
He likes to take
choses.
Things of the world that are insignificant.
Dieu prend des choses qui sont insignifiantes.
The vessels that you'd never expect.
Des vases que vous n'aviez jamais espéré.
And He uses them to do great things.
Il les utilise pour faire de grandes
choses. So that
choses.
People will see this was God.
Les gens vont voir que ça,
this wasn't
Dieu.
The power or the ingenuity or the talent of people.
C'était pas l'ingéniosité ou le talent des gens.
But this was the greatness of God.
Mais c'était la grandeur de
that's
Dieu.
That's how the Bible says God hasn't chosen many of the mighty
c'est
of this
pourquoi
world.
La Bible dit, Dieu n'a pas choisi
but God has
de
chosen
puissants.
The foolish things of
il
this
a choisi
world.
Des choses
the
folles,
insignificant
des choses insignifiantes
to show forth His glory.
Pour manifester sa
and
gloire.
I know Brother Burgess came and said, thanks very much, brother, last week for saying that we're all dummies. I said, it's okay, bro.
J'ai dit, frère Burgess a dit, merci parce que tu as dit
because
la
we're all
que
generally speaking are dummies many times. I,
la plupart des fois, nous sommes des
who here wouldn't put up your hand and I said who here has just been a dummy in the last couple of weeks in some of the decisions you've made or the things that you've done. But God overrides all of our dummy et behavior.
Dieu se passe de tous nos mauvais comportements.
And He still does wonderful things.
Et il fait des choses merveilleuses.
That makes Him God.
Cela fait de lui
that
Dieu.
Makes move things just at the right time.
Il peut déplacer les choses au bon moment.
The prophet says in the deity of Jesus Christ.
Dans la divinité de Jésus Christ.
He's speaking of how God had to move Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem.
Il montre comment Dieu devait déplacer Marie et Joseph à
by
Bethlehem
bringing a persecution.
En amenant une persécution.
In the days of Caesar Augustus.
Dans les jours de César Auguste.
He says Caesar Augustus made a great plan.
Il dit César Auguste avait fait
that he would tax all the people.
Qu'il va, taxer tout le monde.
And that was done for one purpose.
Mais cela a été fait dans un seul but.
That God's great prophecy would be fulfilled.
Que la grande prophétie de Dieu allait s'accomplir.
The prophet says the only thing you have to do.
Le prophète dit la seule chose que vous devez faire.
Now I would pay attention, like I always say. When the prophet says the only thing you have to do.
Quand le prophète dit la seule chose que
it says the only thing you have to do.
La seule chose
when you see something in the Bible.
Quand vous voyez quelque chose dans la Bible.
That sounds a little mystic.
Sorry.
That sounds a little like a mystery.
C'est là qui ressemble à un mystère.
Or a little superstitious to you.
Ou qui semble un peu superstitieux.
Or maybe in your life you see things that you don't understand.
Ou dans votre vie vous voyez des choses
like Mary and Joseph,
pas.
The circumstances may seem hard and cruel at
comme
that
Marie
time.
Et Joseph, les circonstances pouvaient sembler cruelles.
And you may be thinking, but where is God?
Vous pouviez penser, mais où est
Jesus
Dieu?
This angel came and said, the power of the Most High would overshadow me.
L'ange avait dit que la puissance du Très-Haut va
and God's done these mighty miracles. I conceived of the Holy Ghost.
Le Dieu a fait un miracle et j'ai conçu par
le Saint-Esprit. Where is God now?
Mais où est Dieu
now
maintenant?
We have to get on a donkey and we have to travel through the mountains.
Nous devons aller sur un âne et voyager
from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Une longue distance.
In harsh conditions.
Dans des conditions très dures.
The prophet says, the only thing you have to do
il dit, la seule chose que vous devez
is
faire,
just give God a little bit of time.
Donner un peu du temps à
just
Dieu.
Give God a little bit of time.
Donner seulement un peu du temps
God's
à Dieu.
In no hurry.
Dieu n'est pas
we're
pressé.
The ones that get in a hurry.
Nous sommes pressés.
Just give God a little bit of time.
Donnez-lui seulement un peu du
and
temps.
You'll see the old prophetic wheels.
Et vous allez voir la grande roue prophétique.
The cogs. Those cogs.
L'engrenage.
Run right up into the picture.
Commencer à se déplacer dans l'image.
It'll develop.
Cela va se développer.
Just like the bringing up of a picture.
Comme le développement d'une photo.
So let it all develop before you make your conclusion.
Laissez tout se développer avant de conclure.
And you see that the further somebody goes, more mature someone gets as a believer.
Et vous allez voir, plus quelqu'un avance, plus il devient mature.
The less willing and prone they are to quickly take things into their own hands.
Il devient plus, ils prennent des choses de plus en plus sans précipitation.
To panic because of what you see.
Ils vont pas paniquer à
or
cause
the current circumstances.
Ou des circonstances courantes.
Because you start to realize.
Parce que
the prophet says,
réaliser,
God is the God of circumstance.
Que Dieu est le Dieu des circonstances.
He is the one who rules circumstances.
C'est lui qui règne au-dessus des circonstances.
Good and bad.
Bonne comme mauvaise.
Because all things will work together for the good.
Parce que toutes choses marchent pour le bien.
To them that love the Lord, if you just let God have enough time.
Pour ceux qui aiment Dieu, si vous laissez seulement assez de temps à Dieu.
And don't be too quick.
Ne soyez
to
pas
be overcome by your passion, by your emotions.
Être vaincu par vos passions.
Make
vos
your own
emotions,
plans.
Faire vos propres plans.
Because friends, we are but mere actors in the symphony, like the song says.
Nous sommes seulement acteurs dans la symphonie.
He is the intelligence.
Il est l'intelligence.
He is the master.
Il est le maître.
He knows what he's doing.
Il sait ce qu'il fait.
If you and I aren't where we're supposed to be, he knows how to get us there.
Si toi et moi ne sommes pas là où nous sommes pas.
As long as we're not stubborn and we're not resisting the will of God.
Parfois nous sommes têtus, nous.
If you're just humble and yielded
Dieu.
Before the Lord.
Si nous nous inclinons
the
devant
same
Dieu.
One who dealt with you before you knew him is still dealing with you today.
Il a traité avec vous avant que vous le connaissiez, il continue.
The same one who
vous.
Started the program. When you were yet an unbeliever.
C'est le même qui avait commencé le programme quand vous étiez un croyant.
He's the same one who can finish the program very easily.
Il est le même qui va terminer le programme.
If we'll just give him time.
Si vous seulement vous lui donnez
and
du
we'll
temps.
See,
et nous allons voir.
We've got to get in tune with him.
Vous devez être en accord avec lui.
You've got to get in the spirit of what he's doing. That's
vous devez
the key.
Être dans l'esprit de ce qu'il fait.
So this book it challenges us a lot, friends.
Ce livre nous lance beaucoup de défis.
In our own lives.
Dans notre propre vie.
Now to really look at them in a different kind of a way.
Si nous regardons seulement
the Lord Jesus said in Luke 12, he says, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God?
Dieu n'oublie pas un seul passereau.
In the other one, in Matthew, I think it says, is not a sparrow sold for a farthing or something? And not one falls to the ground without your Father.
Pas un seul passereau ne tombe à terre sans que le père le sache.
That takes a little bit of meditation, that one.
Cela demande un peu de méditation.
Before it starts having an effect in the way that you see things.
Avant que vous commenciez à voir comment vous voyez les choses.
But not one of those little birds. That is so insignificant to man.
Qui sont si insignifiants.
So cheap. You can buy five for two farthings.
Vous pouvez acheter cinq pour un peu d'argent seulement.
Not one of them falls to the ground.
Aucun d'eux ne tombe à terre
without it being under God's control.
Sans que Dieu soit sous
God cares for that little sparrow just as much as he does for the rest of his creation.
Dieu prend soin de ce petit passereau.
He knows when that sparrow died.
Il connaît toutes choses.
It's amazing. And the next verse, Jesus says, but even the very hairs on your head are numbered.
Même chacun de vos cheveux
but many
sont
of us, it's getting easier by the year. But the very hairs on your head are numbered. Think of that. God knows how many hairs are on your head today.
Dieu sait combien il y a de
cheveux
sur ta tête.
That's how infinite His knowledge is.
C'est là la connaissance infinie.
When one hair falls out, He knows there's one less.
Quand l'un des cheveux tombe, il sait qu'il y a un à moins.
If that could be real, friends, it makes you look at life a lot different.
Cela vous fait regarder la vie différemment.
It'll make you look at the circumstances of what you're going through a little bit different than you
cela vous fait regarder différemment aux circonstances.
If we could be governed by the revelation behind that, the truth behind that,
la révélation qui est derrière,
it makes life sure sweet, friends, the way you look at it.
Cela fait la vie un peu
because
plus
he's in control.
Parce qu'il est
and he's orchestrating all these events behind the scenes.
Et il orchestre toutes les choses derrière la scène.
Brother Francis, I was speaking of it the other day as well. Of being in a certain situation about to make a certain decision and a telephone rings.
Vous
I mean,
êtes
hey,
sur le point de faire une,
and changes your decision completely.
Le téléphone sonne et cela change votre décision complètement.
You know, there's a nice song which if you search on YouTube, it's called It's a God Thing. And it's called It's a God Thing. They say it's not a good thing, it's a God thing they're speaking about.
Il y a une chanson qui dit c'est pas en anglais c'est pas.
And it's a true story about this baby that was given up to die by the doctors.
Il y a quelqu'un qui était censé mourir.
And the doctor said to the parents, there's nothing we can do, just pray.
Les docteurs ont dit nous pouvons rien faire.
And the song says, so we did.
Disent,
and then they show the photo on YouTube of that child's about 4 or 5 years old now.
On a montré cet enfant, la photo,
and
il
they
a
say, it's not luck or chance.
Dit,
it's not circumstance. It's not a good thing. It's
chose.
A God thing.
C'est
and that's the truth. Many times it's not a good thing that happened. It was a God thing that
parfois,
happened.
Chose, mais c'est une chose de Dieu.
It was the hand of God.
La main de Dieu.
It was His providence.
Sa providence.
It was His tender care for you.
Son attention sur
and
vous.
Many times at times you think that He's not caring for you.
Parfois, plusieurs fois, vous pensez qu'il n'est pas attentif.
Friends, sometimes when God seems so far off, He's so close.
Plusieurs fois, quand il semble être loin,
sometimes He's doing things for you at times when you think that He's so far away.
Parfois, vous faites des choses parce que vous pensez qu'il est trop loin.
Because He cares for the sparrow.
Parce qu'il prend soin des passereaux.
And I know He cares for me, the song says.
Et je sais qu'il prend soin de vous.
You know, in that song, it says, there's an unseen hand.
Cette chanson dit qu'il y a une main visible
to me
pour, à moi,
that leads through ways I cannot see.
Qui me conduit d'une manière que je ne peux
while
pas voir.
Going through this world of woe,
quand je voyage par sur
this hand main, still leads me as I go.
Cette main continue toujours
à I'm me trusting to the unseen hand
je crois à cette main visible
that guides me through this weary land.
Qui me conduit dans ce
and some
pays.
Sweet day I'll reach that strand
et un jour je j'irai dans
still
ce pays.
Guided by the unseen hand.
J'entrerai dans ce pays conduit par cette main
there was
invisible. It
was really touched me. I was listening to someone preaching and they said something. They asked a question. I asked
j'écoutais une prédication, j'ai posé la question, j'ai demandé à ma femme.
I said, what is the only man-made thing in heaven?
J'ai demandé, quelle est la chose que l'homme
a
fait?
It's a song. It's true though.
Que
what is the only thing when you get to heaven you're going to find that's man-made?
Quelle est cette chose, quand vous allez au ciel, vous allez trouver que c'est l'homme qui l'a faite?
It's the wounds in his hands.
C'est seulement les blessures
and the wounds
dans ses mains.
In his feet.
Et les blessures dans ses
that's,
pieds.
That's true.
Ça, c'est vrai.
And that same unseen hand is nail scarred. The one that guides you. It's the same hand that hung on the cross for you. Before you were born. Before we even came into this life. Those hands were ready. Suffering and working for us. And that's the unseen hand that guides us.
Qui va nous conduire
until we reach that strand.
Jusqu'à ce que nous y entrerons.
So we find that now. We get to the book of Esther.
Maintenant, le livre d'Esther.
And verse, chapter 1, verse 3.
Chapitre 1, verset 3.
The king just decides that he's going to have a feast.
Le roi prend seulement la décision.
In the third year of his reign, this is King Ahasuerus, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants. The power of Persia and Media. The nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. Now, that's in the Bible.
C'est dans la Bible.
This is God in print.
C'est Dieu imprimé.
Why would God tell us that?
Cela nous dit.
Everything is for a purpose.
Tout a un but.
Everything happens for a purpose.
Tout arrive pour un but.
This is the providence of God.
C'est la providence de Dieu.
This king thinks he's making decisions.
Le roi prend une décision.
I don't know if I have. Yes, I have it. If you can put up there Proverbs 21, verse 1, bro, please. This is a very interesting scripture.
21.
If you think of the wickedness of the rulers of this earth, I mean, this man Ahasuerus was a wicked man, if you can read about it.
Si vous pensez à la méchanceté des rois de ces morts,
it says, the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord.
Il dit, le cœur du roi est dans la main du
Seigneur. As the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. They think they're making the decisions. No. They're fulfilling a purpose. When they pass these laws, they're just leading it to the fulfillment of prophecy. Because the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. This king thought, let me have a feast to show the splendor of my 127 provinces from Ethiopia to India. And God says, that's what you think you're doing, but you're not ready. We need a feast. Because it's time for Vashti not to be there. God was starting to plan ahead. Like I said, the wrong queen was on the throne. So he calls for a feast, yeah? Put up Psalm 105, please, brother, verse 16. It's speaking of Joseph. It's speaking of God's providence in Joseph. It says, moreover, he called for a famine. Now the famine hadn't yet come, but God already called for it years before.
La famine n'était pas encore venue, mais Dieu avait déjà prononcé.
Joseph is 17 years old.
Joseph avait seulement 17 ans.
And the famine's been called.
Et la famine a été
the famine's only coming, what, 12, 13 years later?
Mais la famine n'est venue que 13
but
ans plus
God's
tard.
Going to start preparing the way for his people now.
Mais Dieu va commencer à préparer la voie pour son
peuple. It says, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land.
Et il appela la famine sur la terre.
He broke the whole staff of bread. That was
il
going to happen.
Tout le bâton du pain.
Next verse. He sent a man before them. Even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. That's incredible.
C'est incroyable.
I remember Brother Kayumbi preaching that message about Joseph and his dreams.
J'ai vu le frère Kayumbi prêcher sur Joseph et ses songes.
And how those brothers hated Joseph.
Comment les frères ont haï Joseph.
He told them his dreams.
Il leur a parlé de ses
and
songs.
They plotted themselves to say,
et ils ont complété pour dire,
we're going to show this man what's going to happen to his dreams. Him and his dreams.
On va montrer à cet homme ce qui va lui arriver avec ses songes.
They said, the dream is coming.
Dit,
let's see what will come of his dreams now.
Voyons ce qui va arriver avec ses
just to show how completely God is in control.
Voyez comment Dieu est en total contrôle.
They take Joseph, they throw him in a pit.
On prend Joseph, on le jette dans un puits.
And here comes the Midianites.
Et voilà les Midianites qui
just
viennent.
At that time.
Juste au bon moment.
Exactly at the time that Joseph was crying.
Au juste au moment
brothers,
où Joseph criait, mes frères.
I'm your flesh and blood.
Pourquoi je suis votre sang?
Then that's it. We can make some money out of this boy.
On dit, mais on peut bien
let's
faire
sell him to Egypt.
Vendons-le.
Let's show what will become of his dreams.
Bon, ce
and
que
everything
devenir.
They were doing was just hastening the fulfillment of his dreams.
Et tout that's ce what it was. Faisait,
the more evil they were against Joseph, the quicker it pushed him to the fulfillment
plus
of the dream.
Du mal, plus il le poussait vers l'accomplissement des songes.
That's God.
Ça, c'est Dieu.
That's not a good thing. That's a God thing.
C'est pas une chose bonne,
and that's
c'est
the same God who controls your life.
C'est
He's
Dieu,
the same God who controls my
c'est
life.
Le même Dieu qui contrôle ta vie et ma vie.
And there's Joseph in Egypt.
Et voilà Joseph
like
en
I said before, he never would have gone willingly.
Et comme j'ai dit,
he loved
pas
his
y aller
father
de
too much. He loved his mother too much.
Il aimait bien son père et sa
God
mère.
Knew the way.
Dieu savait
to bring about the fulfillment of those dreams.
Amener l'accomplissement
and
de
those dreams
rêves.
Weren't to show that Joseph was great.
Ces songes ne voulaient pas montrer que Joseph était grand.
It was for those very brothers.
C'était pour ses propres
frères. And it treated him that way.
Qui lui avait traité comme cela.
And that's why Joseph says,
c'est pourquoi Joseph
you
dit,
meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
Vous aviez voulu faire le mal, mais Dieu l'a transformé
God will
en bien.
Overrule evil with good in the lives of his children
Dieu
every time.
Changer le mal en bien dans la vie
that's
de
how we read
enfants.
The scripture, no weapon that's formed against thee will prosper.
On a lu, toute arme forgée contre toi
how
sera
can
sans
the devil
fait?
Think that he's going to get you with a weapon made of man?
Le diable va penser
but
qu'il
Lord
va
says,
avoir
I made
arme faite
that
de
blacksmith.
C'est lui qui a fait cela.
I made that metal.
J'ai créé ce métal.
I make the man who uses the bellows to make the fire to make the sword.
J'ai créé ce forgeron qui a fabriqué cette arme.
Do you think that weapon and the malice behind that weapon is greater than the God who made all those things?
Cet homme qui l'a fabriqué est plus grand que Dieu qui les a tous créés.
That's why it says no weapon that's formed against thee will prosper.
C'est pourquoi il a dit toute arme forgée contre toi
sera sans effet. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment,
et toute langue
the Lord
qui se
says,
contre toi
will
en jugement,
be condemned.
Tu la condamneras.
That's a nice scripture.
C'est une bonne écriture.
To stick on your fridge door.
Pensez seulement à votre
and to read to yourself every day. Because friends, let me tell you one thing. There's many weapons the devil's going to point at you. There's many battles you're going to have to go through. The same devil that wanted to destroy the Jews in the book of Esther. And he had his instruments and he positions them in places of power as well. It's the great conflict between God and the devil. And friends, we are but mere actors. We're the pieces on the board.
Nous sommes seulement les pions.
That's why don't try to move yourself.
N'essayez pas de vous
déplacer. Let him move you.
Laissez-le vous déplacer.
Let the unseen hand move you.
Laissez la main visible.
Because he knows where you're supposed to be at that time.
Parce qu'il sait là où vous devez vous trouver en ce moment-là.
That's the key in chess, having the piece in the right place at the right time.
C'est cela la clé, la bonne personne au bon endroit au bon moment.
And he's the only one. Who ever thought we'd be in Dublin? Who ever here?
Qui celui-ci a pensé qu'il sera à Dublin?
No one.
Personne.
There's an unseen hand.
C'est la main visible.
That guides the destinies of man.
Qui conduit la destinée de
and
l'homme.
Without us even trying, many of us trying not to be here. In those days. We wanted to stay at home.
De pas être ici, de rester dans leur
but
pays.
God called for a famine upon the land.
Mais Dieu a envoyé une famille dans le pays.
And he sent people before.
Il a envoyé des gens, des prédécesseurs. Because
he had some kind of a purpose.
Il y a toujours un but.
And may his will be done.
Et que sa volonté
because he's the one who led us here. So the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. So when Obama makes his decisions about Syria, it's all going to work together for the good of Israel and the fulfillment of prophecy. They all think in their United Nations General Assembly, they're making plans. They're not. God will overrule all the maliciousness of man. He says the wrath of man will praise God.
Okay.
That's exactly what he did here.
Il dit, c'est ce qu'il
to
dit
this
ici,
king,
à ce roi.
He's going to bring good out of it.
Il va en faire sortir du bien.
Look in Psalm chapter 2, just speaking about the kings as well. I really like this one.
Psalm
2, if you put it up first there, from verse 1.
À partir du verset 1.
Look what David says. He says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. That's our day we're living in, friends.
C'est le jour dans lequel nous
they're imagining extremely vain things these days.
Les gens s'imaginent des choses.
With their laws and all of this Sodom stuff that's going on.
Toutes ces choses sodomites qui se
passent. Why do the heathen rage? And they're trying to crush the Bible and
Tous ces païens, ils essaient de cracher la Bible.
Taking the name of God from everywhere. And sometimes you and I, we feel frustrated by it.
Parfois nous nous sentons frustrés à cause de ces choses.
We just want to go and do something about it.
Nous sentons comme si nous
but look what the Lord says. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Imagine the devils in hell gathering together. The powers and the principalities. And Satan himself there. And they're making these counsels and these strategies. That's what they were doing in the book of Esther in chapter 1. We didn't know it. The Jews didn't know it. But that's what they were doing. They were planning to destroy the Jews. And God knew their plans. That's the good thing. Doesn't matter what they plot, God knows their plans before they make them. Like I said, you can never beat someone at chess if he knows all the moves you're
going to
make. But God allows the devil to go quite far sometimes. He allows the chess board to look, but hey, there's a crisis in the kingdom. Ah, look what the devil did. Look what the devil did. And the Lord just goes, kocha, checkmate. The devil never saw it coming. We never saw it coming. But God knew it was coming. And that's what's happening in this world, friends. No matter how dark it gets and how evil it gets. No matter how much, put it up please, brother. No matter how much the kings of the earth and the rulers take counsel. Verse 3. And they say, let us break their bands asunder. We don't need this Bible anymore. We don't need this morality anymore. Let's cast their cords away from us. That's what the world is saying.
Rejetons leur citation.
Verse 4. He that sits in the heaven shall laugh. Imagine God laughing.
Dieu va se moquer, Dieu.
Look at these ants on the earth. God laughs, the Bible says.
Dieu va se moquer.
We'll be worried. Hey. When he says they're going to close us down, God's laughing.
Ils vont dire qu'ils vont fermer, Dieu va rire.
God's laughing at them.
Dieu se moque.
He that sits in the heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. It's like the Lord saying to the angels, foolishness.
C'est comme Dieu disant aux anges, voyez ce non-sens.
Do you think they can make counsel against me?
Ils pensent qu'ils peuvent se liguer contre moi.
That's the way the Lord looks at it. And friends, it would be wonderful if we could look at things the same way. That no matter what the devil does, like I always say, when your children, when danger comes straight away, they come between your legs. And they'll be looking, you know, they'll be confident. That's the best thing to do, just get to his feet. Just look at it through his legs for us. Lord, that was scary, but it's okay now. It's all under control.
Tout est sous contrôle.
Because daddy has it in control.
Parce que papa contrôle toutes choses.
So they're moving all of these pieces now, just as much as they moved them.
Il déplace toutes ces pions comme il le peut.
Because the Bible says all those things happen to them as examples.
La Bible dit for us to learn by, Paul says. Que nous puissions apprendre.
And that's what we learn in this book. Go to Genesis 42. I know we're going around and about. We'll never finish today, but we're going around about. Genesis 42, verse 36. Just to show sometimes the way that we look at things compared to the way things really are. Imagine, Joseph's been sent down, the providence of God.
Joseph a été envoyé par la providence de Dieu
to prepare
pour préparer
sanctuary and refuge, Goshen, for the people of God.
Refuge pour
verse 36, Genesis 42. And then the brothers come back now from Egypt and they say, no, the ruler there is a hard man and he wants to see Benjamin and all this kind of stuff. Look how Jacob reacts, verse 36. And Jacob, their father, said unto them, me have you bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you will take Benjamin also. All of these things are against me. Is that true? All these things working for him.
Amen.
But it's like us, we also, all of these things are against me. I failed my exam. I didn't get the job that I wanted. My friend, maybe the Lord knew that at that place there was a woman that was going to be your downfall.
The Lord
knows better than us, friends. Sometimes he wants you to be unemployed for a while because you seek his face. Because he wants to spend some quality time with you. But sometimes we look at the things and we say, all of these things are against me.
Oh.
Joseph was taken away. Oh, Joseph. And yes, Joseph making granaries, storing up food for them. That's the wisdom of God, but we don't see it. The prophet says, the only thing you have to do, give God time. Just give him time. Just let it finish. And you will see that he's behind everything. God is behind every move, the prophet says. Every move, God is behind it. The good and the bad, because he makes the bad work for your good. If you just allow it to unfold itself. Listen to this about providence. This is Spurgeon. Hope you don't mind if I read something from Spurgeon. I really was blessed by this. He said, one would suppose that many of the dramas of the Old Testament were planned on purpose to show how intimately secular and sacred things are connected together.
Ces choses de l'Ancien Testament s'étaient faites dans un but pour montrer comment les choses sont liées ensemble.
God puts these things in the Bible like the book of Esther, just to show us that he's completely in control.
Dieu place ces choses dans la Bible
of the heathen kings and their decisions, the feasts which they make. Even the disobedience of the queen. God is in control of it all. It's all working together for his good. That is how much God is in control. He says how entirely the minutest events are controlled by God. Although at the same time the freedom of man is preserved. God allows man to make their decisions. Only God can do that. He says, look, the meeting of two convicts in an Egyptian prison
La rencontre des dieux condamnés dans une prison égyptienne
is a vital link in a chain of events that's going to make Joseph governor.
C'est un lien vital dans la chaîne des événements qui vont se produire.
Think how the Lord had to do that.
Pensez que Dieu va faire cela.
The Lord had to have Pharaoh there.
Dieu devait avoir Pharaon.
Here's the butler.
Voici le
paradis. And he does something and he offends Pharaoh.
Il fait quelque chose.
Pharaoh throws him in prison.
Et le Pharaon le fait
jeter the same prison where Joseph is.
La même prison que Joseph.
In the same part of the prison where Joseph is in control.
Dans la même partie de la prison où Joseph est contrôlé.
That butler didn't know God.
Pharaoh
didn't know God.
Et Pharaon non plus ne connaissait pas
They're
Dieu.
Making decisions.
Mais ils prennent des décisions.
But who's behind these decisions?
Mais qui est derrière ces
who's
décisions?
Who's controlling these events?
Qui contrôle ces événements?
The one I was thinking about was Jonah.
Celui à qui j'ai pensé c'était Jonas.
Think of Jonah.
Pensez à Jonas.
Jonah.
Jonas.
I don't know who said it once, but they said they once asked somebody at a museum,
on avait demandé une fois
how long would it take for a fish
on lui a demandé
to grow big enough to swallow a man like Jonah?
Combien de temps prend-il à un poisson pour devenir assez grand pour avaler un homme comme Jonas?
And he said at least 70 years.
On lui a dit, au
so
moins
God started planning for Jonah at least 70 years before he came.
Dieu avait commencé à planifier pour Jonas au moins 70 ans.
Because it was a specially prepared fish.
C'était un poisson spécialement préparé.
So God started 70 years before by making some mutation, whatever it was, to bring about this fish.
Dieu avait commencé 70 ans à préparer ce poisson.
And the fish grows and grows for 70 years.
A grandi pendant
and all the other fish are looking at this fish saying there's something unusual about that fish.
Parfois vous regardez à ce poisson, vous dites c'est un poisson.
The way the people look at us.
De la manière dont les gens
Because God had a purpose for that fish.
Parce que Dieu avait un but pour ce poisson.
It was an unusual sort of a fish.
C'était un poisson.
At the same time, there's Jonah in his disobedience.
De la même manière, Jonas dans son dans sa
sleeping at the bottom of the boat in the storm.
Il était là dans la dans le bateau.
They throw lots.
Ils ont
They throw dice.
Ils ont jeté.
Let's
ils ont
find jeté out who's causing this trouble.
Ils ont demandé qui est en train de.
And there's a lot of people in the boat.
Il y avait beaucoup de gens dans cette.
And the dice they throw.
It's
you.
Ils ont jeté les dés.
God was controlling the rolling of the dice.
Dieu contrôlait le mouvement du dé.
Friends, is that not true?
Amen.
God was controlling the rolling of the dice.
Dieu contrôlait même le mouvement de ces dés.
Then finally they say.
Et finalement ils ont dit.
We'll throw him over.
On va le jeter.
Exactly at that time.
Juste en ce
that fish that has been prepared for 70 years is just swimming under the boat. The prophet says it's not a fiction story, it's the truth.
C'est pas une légende, c'est une
and if God was so much in control of Jonah, he wasn't the best of people.
Et Dieu était en train de contrôler Jonah.
But he was a prophet of God. He had his mistakes and his backslidings.
Il avait ses erreurs et ses
How much more is God in control of you? If you and his bride,
en tant que son épouse,
that's how much God can coordinate these events to bring just at that time.
C'est comme cela que Dieu peut coordonner
the storm, the sea,
au même moment,
the rolling of the dice,
tempête,
the fish.
Le poisson.
And what was the purpose?
Et
so that Jonah could be a type of Christ.
Pour que Jonas soit
3 days and nights in the belly of the whale.
Friends, dans le ventre du poisson.
He doesn't know that he's fulfilling these kind of things.
Pas qu'il accomplissait ce genre de choses.
But God has it all under control.
Mais Dieu avait tout cela sous contrôle.
All of nature is under his control.
Toute la nature
the
est
decisions
sous contrôle.
Of many overrules them for his glory.
Il transforme les décisions des hommes pour
Everything
sa
has
volonté.
To work together for the good.
Tout concourt au bien pour son
Everything.
Toute
Imagine Moses.
C'est comme Moïse.
They put him in a basket and they put him in a river.
On l'a placé dans un panier dans la rivière.
And like if you watch Prince of Egypt or those ones that you see the crocodile, you know they make it dramatic in Hollywood.
Vous voyez dans ces films le prince d'Égypte.
The crocodile's mouth is about to get it.
Le crocodile qui s'approche.
The wind blows the basket.
Et le vent chasse le crocodile.
It's really dramatic the way that it was.
On dramatise.
But no matter how it was, the basket, where does it end up?
Peu importe comment c'était le
panier. Right there by Pharaoh's palace.
Il est allé se terminer de sa course.
Just at the time. Is that not amazing
coincidence?
That Pharaoh's daughter comes to have a bath.
Juste au moment où sa fille vient pour se baigner.
Who's in control of those things?
Dieu était en train de contrôler.
The same God is in control of your life.
The same God.
That's why we don't need to crack our heads in this life, friends.
C'est pourquoi nous devons pas nous gratter
la tête. We don't need to worry about the future. What am I going to do and where am I going to go?
Nous ne devons pas nous questionner sur le futur. Qu'est-ce que nous allons faire?
There's an unseen hand that guideth me.
Qui prend soin.
It leads in ways I cannot see.
Elle me conduit d'une manière, la manière dont je peux pas voir.
And that's what keeps us going. Because once in a while, he like unveils and he's, oh,
si.
God.
Si une fois
it's you.
Dévoile, c'est là, vous allez
like when Jesus came on the storm that day.
Comme Jésus, quand il approchait dans
and
la
what made all the difference is, oh, it's the Lord, it's Jesus.
Qu'est-ce qui a fait la différence? On dit, mais c'est le Seigneur,
that makes all
Jésus.
The difference when you see him.
C'est là la différence
that
quand
he
vous
is
le
the
voyez.
Master of the wind.
Et il est le maître de la mer.
He is in control of these events.
Il contrôle tous ces événements.
Although sometimes he allows the water to come right in the boat.
Parfois, il permet
and you'll think, Master, we perish. Don't you care for us?
Vous allez dire, mais Seigneur, nous périssons. Tu prends pas soin de nous.
That's just our human
ça, c'est seulement
frailty.
Notre
expressing itself.
Notre faiblesse humaine s'exprime.
The prophet says the flesh gets scared, but the soul wants to believe.
Même si la chair a peur, mais
the soul knows all is well.
L'âme sait que tout est bon.
But the flesh wants to tell you things aren't going that well now.
La chair va
the waves are getting bigger.
Les choses ne sont pas aussi bien
the boat's lower in the water.
La pirogue s'enfonce de plus en plus.
Where's the Lord?
Mais où est le Seigneur?
He was there.
Il était là.
All the time.
Tout le temps.
It's like that. So God does all of these things.
Dieu fait toutes ces choses.
David and his father.
David et son père.
Here comes Goliath.
Voici Goliath.
Boasting before the armies of Israel.
Bomba la poitrine devant l'armée du Seigneur.
God's made a provision already.
Dieu avait déjà pourvu.
But there's David down there with the sheep.
Mais voici David qui se tient là.
Here's Goliath. Because it was for 40 days, the Bible says, Goliath went and boasted in front of the children.
Il était là pendant 40 jours défiant les enfants d'Israël.
So David's father just feels an urge all of a sudden inside of him.
Le père de David a seulement senti en lui.
I wonder how my sons are doing.
Comment vont mes fils là-bas?
Let me send them some cheese and some bread.
Laisse-moi leur envoyer un peu du fromage.
Because they've been a long time up there.
Peut-être qu'ils vont avoir un bon moment.
Who can I send?
Qui puis-je envoyer?
Let me send my servants.
Je vais envoyer mes serviteurs.
Let me send David.
Laisse-moi envoyer David.
And he calls for David. Go and call David there from the sheep.
Il dit, allez appeler David là.
David, leave someone else with the sheep. I've got an errand for you to do.
Il dit, David, laisse un peu les brebis, j'ai quelque chose pour toi.
Take this basket, go to your brothers.
Prends ce panier, va voir.
He gets exactly the time Goliath is boasting.
C'était juste au moment où Goliath s'est bombé la poitrine.
Is that not strange, friends, how those things work?
That
is why we were saying it yesterday, Brother Vlad. That voice that speaks within, listen to that voice.
Comme je disais à Frère Vlad, écoute.
When that voice says, don't go, don't go.
Cette voix dit, n'y va pas.
When that voice says, go, go, immediately.
Cette voix dit, vas-y, vas-y.
When that voice says, turn to the left or turn to the right, then turn to the left or
quand
turn
elle
to the
dit, tourne à gauche ou à droite, fais-le comme
David's
cela.
Father just yielded himself. He didn't know why he felt burdened
le père
at that
David
time.
S'est seulement soumis.
But like I said, the great events in the kingdom of God hinge on just such little decisions like that.
Les grands événements dans la Bible se produisent suite à une petite décision seulement.
Exactly the same as with us.
La même manière comme nous.
So they have the feast.
Et voici,
Vashti, she's deposed as queen.
Vashti est détrônée comme
now the king's going to regret this down the way.
Et le roi va le regretter plus tard.
It's actually 2 years later if you go and study.
Plus,
it's a long time.
Tard.
The king comes back from a big battle, if you read history.
Si vous lisez l'histoire, le roi
and he remembers Vashti.
Et il s'est souvenu de Vashti.
Because she was beautiful.
Parce qu'elle était jolie.
She was incredibly beautiful.
Elle était
and he comes
jolie.
From battle, he hasn't done so well in the battle.
Il s'était
he's looking for comfort.
Il avait besoin de réconfort.
But the laws of the Medes and Persians cannot be changed.
Mais la loi des Perses ne pouvait pas être changée.
That's why he can't bring Vashti back.
C'est pourquoi il ne pouvait pas ramener Vashti.
So he calls his counselors, what can we do?
Il a amené ses conseillers, leur demanda qu'est-ce
and they say, call for a virgin. The virgins. We know the plan. Let's go to chapter 2.
Et nous connaissons chapitre 2.
Look in verse 5. How God had started planning this years before.
Comment Dieu a commencé à planifier cela beaucoup.
Now there was, now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew. It's interesting, yeah? Look at the beginning of the chapter. Look at verse 1, please, bro. Chapter 2. After these things. Don't you love the after these things in the Bible? The king's feast, rejecting Vashti, no queen on the throne. After these things. Go to verse 5, bro. There was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. The son of Jair. The son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. That's interesting. Because when you're going to find Haman, who's the enemy of the Jews, he's an Agagite. And Saul, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, was commissioned to destroy the Amalekites, which was the Agagites. Yeah? But he didn't.
Il n'avait pas pu le faire.
It was incomplete obedience, and somehow the seed of the Amalekites, which is Agag, it escaped Saul. And that has always been the enemy of the Jews. And Satan, in his cunning, now he's moved this man Haman, and he's brought him right to the edge of power in Persia. So God, it's his move. So he moves.
Dieu aussi dans ce mouvement,
puts Mordecai
il place Mardoché
in the city gate.
À la porte de la ville.
A son of Kish, a Benjamin. But let's find out, how did this man get there?
Et voyons comment il y est, il
look,
est
next
arrivé.
Verse, bro.
Le verset suivant.
Who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. This isn't speaking about Mordecai.
Cela ne parle pas de Mardoché.
It's speaking about his grandfather.
Cela parle de son grand-père.
Because this is 110 years later.
Parce que c'est 110 ans plus tard.
So 110 years before, his great-grandfather
110 ans plus
was
tard,
taken captive and brought into Babylon.
A été pris captif et amené à Babylone.
And he has his son, and he has his son.
Et il a vu
and somehow,
et d'une certaine
manière, not knowing why, His great grandson
son
finds himself in Shushan,
il s'est retrouvé à
in the palace,
dans le palais,
which is the capital of Persia.
Qui était la capitale de Perse.
Friends, the place where you are,
l'endroit où vous êtes,
is not a mistake.
C'est pas une erreur.
It's not a mistake.
C'est pas une erreur.
Your parents and your grandparents.
Vos parents et vos grands-parents.
It was God's foresight.
C'était,
He was moving them.
C'était Dieu les déplaçant.
Although they didn't know why.
Ils savaient pas pourquoi.
And maybe it was his grandfather or his father said, I'm tired of living in Babylon. I can't get work.
Peut-être son grand-père
vous dit, I hear there's some good job opportunities in Shushan.
J'en ai marre de vivre à Babylone.
And he moves there. And his wife is complaining, saying, you,
sa femme pouvait se
you've just got vie. Such a restless spirit. What's wrong with you?
Mais pourquoi tu n'es jamais
Can't you see I'm pregnant?
And
she's pregnant maybe with Mordecai.
Peut-être c'était la grossesse de Mardoché.
And they get down there and they have the son and it's hard to find work.
Il dit, mais c'est difficile maintenant.
And the wife saying, I don't know why you brought us to this place. And God saying it's good. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Because they needed a Mordecai. And another lesson you learn from this is all of this trouble that came to the Jews was because of Saul's disobedience. Friends, when the Lord tells you to do something and you don't do it, it can come back and haunt you a long time down the way. Those kind of decisions like he did to spare the king, whoever he spared, that was the seed. It brought peril upon his seed down the way. Those compromises, those disobediences, that incomplete obedience, it can put your children in a lot of trouble down the way if you're not careful. To obey is better than sacrifice. It's better, complete obedience. There would have been no Amalekites in the earth. There would have been no Amalekites. There would have been no Agag.
Il y aurait pas eu cette
and his son.
Sur la terre.
But that's the way that it went.
C'est comme cela que ça marchait.
So, the next verse, verse 7. And he brought up Hadassah. You see how now the Lord showed the events leading up to where it is. And now the Lord's showing he's put his pieces in place.
Dieu montre maintenant comment il positionne
ses pions. They have no idea.
Ils n'ont aucune idée
that they're part of this plan.
They're
just believers living their everyday life. Some days good and some days bad. But God has precious thoughts towards them. He brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. She, when she was young, like many people, she might have said, no, life is unfair.
Peut-être qu'elle pouvait dire la vie
My
n'est pas
parents
juste.
Died when I was young.
Ces choses ne sont pas
I'm
bonnes.
Tossed about from place to place.
Je suis agité, déplacé.
Here am I living with by my uncle.
Maintenant je vis chez mon oncle.
But she didn't know the thoughts that God had towards her.
Mais elle ne savait pas les pensées que Dieu avait pour elle.
Don't get too stuck on your past, friends.
Ne soyez pas bloqué dans votre passé.
The problems of your past and how cruel your youth was and that.
Friends,
she had a hard past.
Votre jeunesse.
People would have looked at her and said, life hasn't been easy to
Les gens
you.
Auraient pu la regarder, dire, la vie n'a pas
and
été
she could have looked at herself with pity
toi.
And looked at her conditions and got herself all depressed.
Elle pouvait se regarder et dire, elle était toute
Not knowing that God had a key part for her in the plan of redemption. That the whole plan of redemption was going to hinge on her in here. Because the law is passed and all the Jews must be destroyed. And it's Esther who stands in the way. God does those things, friends. The prophet speaks of Rahab.
Le prophète
he says, maybe Rahab, her parents were cruel to her and put out on the street when she was young. Because she was beautiful to go and earn money with her body.
Ils l'ont chassée pour qu'elle
Rahab the harlot.
De la vie avec son corps.
But God saw something in there.
Mais Dieu avait vu quelque chose
and God made elle. A special plan to stop the whole Exodus.
Mais Dieu avait fait quelque
like
chose
we said before, the army was just marching fiercely. And all of a sudden, the captain of the host says to Joshua, Joshua, stop.
D'une manière,
Joshua says, sound the trumpet, duh, they stop. Dust is everywhere because they stopped.
Arrêtez,
and they said, but why are we stopping?
Ils ont demandé, mais pourquoi nous arrêtons-nous?
Joshua says, I don't know why. I just feel checked in my spirit. Have you never felt checked in your spirit? It's good to listen to that voice. I just felt checked in my spirit. Let me go and pray. Lord, I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas.
But your servant is waiting further instructions.
Mais ton serviteur attend l'instruction.
Send two spies down.
Envoie deux espions.
And the two spies go into this. All for Rahab.
Envoie deux espions.
And her family.
Comme l'a dit Rahab.
Yet she might have looked at her background. The Bible even still calls her Rahab the harlot.
La Bible l'appelle Rahab la prostituée.
God is the God of new beginnings.
Dieu est un Dieu de nouveaux
commencements. God is the God of the new creation.
Dieu est un Dieu de nouvelles créations.
God can take brokenness, people that have come through things that you wouldn't believe.
Dieu peut prendre des gens qui sont un total échec,
and
des
those
gens
are precious vessels of honor in his hands.
Et en faire des vases d'honneur.
That he's going to use in pivotal moments in his plan.
Il va les utiliser au moment crucial dans son plan.
Friends, it's so nice when you think of that.
Si bon.
Because all of us have got our skeletons in the closet back there.
Parce que nous sommes tous les
None of us are perfect. So it speaks about her.
Il parle d'elle.
Now, Esther is beautiful.
Esther est jolie.
This is one of the few times you find in the Bible
c'est l'une
that it was an advantage for a woman to be beautiful.
Because
Vashti was beautiful and the king wanted beauty.
Vashti était jolie et la femme,
he was attracted by beauty.
Il était attiré par la beauté.
If Esther had been ugly, friends, she wouldn't have got there.
Si Esther n'était pas belle, elle
That's why the Lord said to Jeremiah, when you were in your mother's womb,
et c'est pour
I formed you. God formed this woman that way. But the prophet said it's not an easy thing for beautiful women to serve God. He said it's very hard. He said, oh, for handsome people, handsome men, it's very hard. It's a great target for the enemy to aim at. Maybe that's why she had to have this broken home and broken background that she did. And to be brought up under this man, Mordecai.
Et pour être amené à cet homme, Mardoché.
To keep her.
Pour la garder.
Until her time had come.
Pour que son temps arrive.
But she was made the way that she was.
Elle était formée de la manière dont elle était.
In the providence of God.
Dans la providence de
Dieu. She was exactly the way she needed to be.
Elle était exactement ce qu'elle était censée.
To play the part. She alone could play in that day.
C'est la portion qu'elle devait jouer en ce jour-là.
It's the same as us, friends.
C'est la même chose avec
like
nous.
I say, many times you look in the mirror and you wish that certain parts were in and certain parts were out.
Plusieurs fois vous regardez dans le miroir, vous dites.
Or you wish certain parts had never come out that have come out because it's hard to put them back in.
Je n'ai pas voulu que cette partie ici soit sur mon corps.
But Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Paul dit, je suis ce que je suis par la
God
grâce
made you like that for a purpose.
Cela a un but.
If you had been any other way,
si vous avez été d'une autre manière,
the Lord knew.
Dieu savait.
You had to be the way that you were.
Vous devez être comme
so just accept it.
Acceptez cela.
Just yield yourself in his hands.
Soumettez-vous
and let his purpose be fulfilled.
Et laissez que sa volonté
so she was Esther the orphan. But the king loves her above all the women. Verse 17. He loves her. Puts her on the throne. Says verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And none of the children of God understood why this had happened. None of them. They thought, most of them didn't even know that she was a Jew because Mordecai said, don't tell them that you're a Jew.
Plusieurs ne savaient même pas qu'elle était juive.
It was another time when he felt checked inside of himself. Something said, don't let her tell that she's a Jew. And he didn't know why. And imagine, this is a good man. This is the same time as the book of Nehemiah. And most of the men, the Lord stirred up their hearts and they've gone back to build the temple. And this man, for some reason, when all of the brothers are going to duty, to the house, work in the house of the Lord, this man, Mordecai, just feels inside of himself, I don't know why, but I just don't think I should go. I think I need to wait here in this heathen land a little bit longer. And maybe the brothers were saying, brother, don't you know what the scriptures say? And the brothers are quick with a sword. Don't you know? You can only be blessed in the promised land. But there was an unseen hand leading this man. And he makes this decision. Everybody else is gone, but I'm not going to go. And he doesn't understand why. And maybe Esther doesn't understand why. Maybe when she's young, she's reading the scriptures and says, but uncle, you know, are we not supposed to be down there in Jerusalem? And he says, just be still, my child. God has a purpose. God is working something. I don't understand what it is. But I'm just feeling inside of myself. God is doing something. Let's wait and see what he's doing. I really felt led to stay where I am. Now, look at the next verse says. We'll never finish it today, but we'll go to the next verse. Can we go a little bit longer?
Amen.
Yeah. Then the king made a great feast. Sorry, let's skip to verse 23. Verse 21. Look at the next event that it brings up now. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay their hands on King Ahasuerus. You see how the story is being built up now. He just happens to be there that day.
Il arriva seulement qu'il était là en ce temps-là.
Leaning against the post, whatever he was doing, Mordecai.
Il s'appuyait sur un poteau ou faisant.
And he hears some talk.
Il a entendu des murmures.
And he thought, let me go and hear what's going on there.
Il a dit, laisse-moi aller écouter ce qu'il dit.
And he sneaks around behind the bush and he listens.
Il s'avance doucement.
And there's Bigthan and Teresh plotting to assassinate the king.
Il y avait deux personnes qui
commençaient à assassiner le roi. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen. And Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. The law in that day was when you did something for the king,
quand vous faites quelque chose
especially something like you were immediately rewarded.
Vous devez recevoir immédiatement une récompense.
The king forgets for 5 years.
Le roi oublia ça.
You go and study. 5 years.
Cinq ans.
The king didn't even give this man a reward.
Le roi n'a même pas récompensé cette personne.
But somebody said, let me go and write this down. And they write it in the annals of the chronicles of the kings. And then they fill up that one and they fill up the next scroll over 5 years. And the scroll is put back there in the library in Shushan. And there's dust and there's spider webs on the scroll. And there's the account of Mordecai. Saving the life of the king. And Mordecai might feel, but hey, I don't understand what's going here. Because the next verse, if you continue on, Haman is made prime minister, the evil one. And Mordecai might look and say, but I saved the life of the king. I don't even get less tax to pay this year. I don't even get a tax credit. This man here, the enemy of the Lord, he's promoted to second in command in the country. Don't be too quick to judge. Because let's see who's who at the end of the story. It's amazing how those things work. But this is the providence of God.
C'est la providence de Dieu.
Satan moves his piece. Kaka, Haman now.
Satan déplace ses pions, il place Haman.
The hater of the Jews.
Celui qui hait les Juifs.
Filled with darkness and evil and wickedness against the children of God. He's promoted to honor.
Contre les Juifs.
And here we find the real man, the real hero.
Et nous voyons le vrai, l'homme, le héros.
Still doing his job in the city gate. Whatever he has to do.
Gardien de la porte.
But you know the Bible says.
Et vous savez la Bible.
Cast your bread upon the water.
Jette ton pain sur l'eau.
It'll come back after many days. There's nothing that you do as a believer that God doesn't notice, friends. Don't think it hasn't been noticed. If a king could note it in his heathen chronicles, how about the King of Kings in the records above? Everything you do. Paul said, God is not unmindful.
La Bible dit, Dieu n'est pas un homme.
But he remembers your labor of love. The scripture that Brother Maxwell sent last week after we had been at his house. God is not unmindful of what you do to his children, friends. What you do for his kingdom, it's going to come back sometime. It's one of the greatest investments that you can make. Casting your bread upon the waters. The prophet said some of the bread you cast on the waters will come back on the resurrection morning. When you'll see those people there, just because of the witness and the testimony of your life, and you'll say, what are you doing here? And they'll say, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And one day when you said a prayer, before the class did start, I asked Jesus in my heart, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. Friends, the prophet says that's when the bread that you cast upon the troubled human waters will come back to you. He said, then you will see the fruits of your testimony. You might have thought that it wasn't any good doing it while you were here. But there's eternal rewards. That's why Jesus says, don't store up treasures on earth. Store up treasures in heaven. We'll quickly finish it because we don't have much further to go. So Haman rises up. Verse 1, chapter 3. We'll just quickly skip through. And after these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him. And set his seat above all the princes that were with him. Yeah. Imagine how they were rejoicing in hell.
Imaginez-vous quelle réjouissance en enfer.
Imagine Satan thinking, I've done it.
Satan, il dit, j'y suis.
I've put my man right in the right-hand position of the king.
J'ai placé mon homme juste au bon endroit.
And not only that.
Pas seulement ça.
He goes to the king.
Il va dire au roi.
There's a wicked people among you.
Il y a des gens
in the provinces.
Dans nos provinces.
They obey their own laws. They don't bow down to the king.
Ils ne obéissent pas les lois, ils ne
I'll pay you from my own money 10,000 talents.
Je vais payer mon propre argent,
if you allow me to destroy them.
10,000 talents, si tu me
and the king, the dunderhead of a king that he was.
Le roi,
he takes off his ring.
Il a enlevé son anneau,
and he gives it to the devil. Imagine.
Il a donné au diable.
Haman, here.
Il dit,
do what you want.
Fais ce que tu veux.
And Haman makes a decree.
Haman,
now let's just take this point because it's quite an interesting thing how this works. Chapter 3, verse 7.
Chapter 3, verse 7.
How did he determine when they should kill the Jews?
Comment avait-il déterminé
they cast lots.
Il devait tuer les Juifs.
But watch this, verse 7.
Voyez le verset
chapter
7,
3.
Verset, chapitre 3.
In the first month. So this is the first month. Yeah. It's actually
mois.
Nisan 13. It's the day before the Passover.
C'est le 13 Nissan, le jour du avant la
Haman calls all of his astrologers, his magicians.
Haman appelle tous ses astrologues,
brings les them together.
Il les amène ensemble.
I need to find out the best time that the stars
je vais trouver le bon moment où les
and the spiritual realm
dans le
will choose for me to destroy these Jews.
Moi pour que je puisse détruire ces Juifs.
And it says, in the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast pur, that is the lot, like dice.
C'est comme, on tire au sort.
So the fate of the Jews
le sort des Juifs
is in the dice.
Se trouve dans le dé, dans le sort.
If, so what they do now, they sit there and he says, okay, throw for the 12th, 13th,
il dit,
not favorable,
le dé pour le 13th,
14th,
pour le 14th,
not favorable,
pas possible,
15th. And they keep throwing those dice.
Ils ont continué à jeter
and they're unfavorable until they throw the dice for the 12th month.
Jusqu'à ce qu'ils ont jeté pour le 12th
and then,
mois.
Oh, that's the day you need to choose.
Voici les jours que tu
and
dois
the
choisir.
Day they choose is in the 12th month.
Les jours qu'ils avaient choisi, c'était au 12e mois.
Imagine that. The Lord gives so much room
Dieu
to prepare his people.
Assez du temps pour préparer
they
son
think they're in control of their dice.
Ils pensent qu'ils contrôlent
they think their gods are guiding them.
Ils pensent que leur Dieu les conduisent.
But God overrules it all.
Mais Dieu change
and
tout.
Every time, maybe the dice, sometimes it was going to go just at, and it just fell the other way. No, no, that's not a good day. Till the 12th month. It says that. They cast lot before Haman from day to day, from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month Adar.
jusqu'au 12e mois qui est le mois de Dar.
You know, I'll read one more verse before we close. Numbers 23, verse 23. I love this verse. If you put it up for us, bro. And don't forget this, especially people from Africa. Numbers 23:23. This is Balaam. When he was trying to curse Israel. What was Balaam's conclusion? Surely there's no enchantment against Jacob. There's no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination. That's witchcraft. Against Israel. I don't understand brothers who fear witchcraft. There's no divination against Israel. When Balak came with his dark forces, and he was pressing Balaam to curse Israel with all of their back parts, the prophet said. He says they'd committed every sin on the calendar. Every time he tried to curse, a blessing came out. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment will I condemn. And friends, God will turn every curse into a blessing if you just let it run its full course. Every curse. Because it says in Proverbs, a curse causeless shall not fall.
Right.
If there's no cause for a curse in your life, it's like water off a duck's back. If you're in disobedience, yes, the Lord might be trying to create you. Yeah, that can happen. That's how when you find people so scared of witchcraft, you wonder about their spiritual condition. You wonder whether the sins are under the blood. Because many times they know that I don't need to get too close to the arrows of the enemy at this time. There's too much for him to shoot at. Just put your sins under the blood. Put your sins under the blood. Because there's no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? They're the work of God. We'll take one more thought before we go, friends. We'll skip a little bit here. Let's get down now to show the real God of circumstances.
Voyons maintenant le Dieu des circonstances.
What happens that night?
Qu'est-ce qui arriva cette nuit-là?
Mordecai sends to Esther. Esther, there's a crisis.
Mardoché envoie dire à Esther qu'il y a une crise.
She's not yet ready for the crisis.
Elle n'est pas encore prête pour la crise.
Remember a couple of days. So she has to fast, she has to pray and seek the Lord.
Elle devait jeûner, prier, chercher le Seigneur.
Because this great decree has been written against the children of God.
Parce que ce décret a été écrit contre les enfants de Dieu.
So he says to her in the end, he says, but you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Il lui a dit, tu es arrivé au
trône. He says, it's time for you to realize
c'est le temps pour
that this unseen hand that put you where you are, put you there for a purpose.
Que cette main visible t'a placé là dans un.
And now the season has come
la saison est arrivée
for you to show forth
pour que tu puisses
the very purpose to which you were born.
Le but pour lequel
you were born for such a time as this.
Né pour un temps comme ceci.
So Esther goes before the king, and there's Mordecai.
Et Esther va devant le roi.
Now it's very tricky work what she has to do.
C'était un travail difficile qu'elle devait
because
faire.
The king's trusted Mordecai and just made him fresh prime minister.
Haman,
yeah. Sorry, Haman. Thanks, bro. Haman.
Parce que le roi croyait
she can't just go in and say, this man Haman's evil.
Elle pouvait pas aller dire que cet homme d'Aman est mauvais.
She's got to be wise.
Elle devait être sage.
She's got to be led of the Lord.
Elle devait être sage.
Secondly, she has never told the king she's a Jew.
Elle n'avait jamais dit au roi qu'elle était juive.
He's just pronounced death to all the Jews and he signed it.
Le roi avait seulement prononcé la mort sur les Juifs. Il avait signé.
So she goes in. To invite them to the banquet. And then she feels checked. The king comes to the banquet. What is it that you desire? Queen Esther. To the half of my kingdom. She feels checked inside. The prophet said, David was worried about that battle. And he lay under the mulberry trees. Until he heard the sound. He says, because the Lord has to go before. And Esther just felt, the way hasn't opened. Friends, because God has to work on both hands. It's like in testifying, God has to work. You can try to force it, it's not going to work. So she says, please come tomorrow to another banquet. That's the tomorrows of the Bible.
C'est ça le thème de la Bible.
Because something's going to happen in the night.
Parce que quelque chose va se passer la nuit.
So Haman goes home that day.
Haman rentre ce jour-là à la maison.
Look at what the king has done for me.
Voyez ce que le roi a fait pour
telling lui. Of all his riches, telling of all his honor to his wife and all
parlant
of it.
De sa richesse et de tout ce
he says, if only this Mordecai, if I could just get rid of this man.
Il dit, si seulement ce Mardoché, je peux
he says, it's no problem. Go and make a gallows for the man. Go and tell the king tomorrow.
Va dire
let
au
them
roi.
Put this man to death.
Et on va le tuer.
Haman calls his servant, quickly, make a gallows 50 cubits
Haman
high.
Dit,
be careful.
Amen.
Be careful the ditch that you dig for the children of God. You might fall in the same ditch
yourself.
Be careful the gallows that you make. Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And the devil thinks, this is all going so well. The devil saying it down there in hell, this is going better than we expected.
But
this is a piece of cake. This is a breeze. God doesn't even know what we're doing. But God's got his pieces just in the right place. So what does the king do now? The king decides to go to bed early that night. I'm really tired. It's been tough. I think I'm going to be asleep in 5 minutes tonight. He lays on his bed. And all of a sudden, all the sleep disappears. He says, let me count some sheep. He counts sheep until he runs out of sheep to count. I can't sleep. Imagine. The heart of a king.
Le cœur du roi
is in the hands of the Lord.
Dans la main
even the heathen kings,
même le roi
God can make them not sleep when he wants to.
Le roi peut
this man has a harem full of beautiful women, yeah?
Cet homme a
there's plenty he can do.
Plenty
of entertainment. He's got his musicians he can call. He can do anything. He just feels. I want to listen to the annals of the exploits of the kingdom. He calls his servant. I want to hear some of the exploits of my kingdom. Okay, my lord, let me go and find some. He goes, imagine into this. Go and check your Bible. This is 5 years after what Mordecai did. He goes and he gets the duster. Getting rid of all the spider webs. The dust. Moves this, moves that. Look how God's in control. He puts his hand on a certain scroll. You know what it reminds me of? There's a publishing house in America and they're printing Bibles. Millions of Bibles a year. This particular Bible, just when they're printing a certain scripture in the book of John, they put a little bit too much ink on the page. And the two pages stick together. And that Bible goes gets put in boxes like all the rest. He has all the purchase orders of where should these Bibles go. For some reason, somebody says no. There's a real small order here from Jeffersonville. Let's send it there first and they take that box. Well, that Bible is in that box. They send it to
Jeffersonville.
The man is unpacking the Bibles, putting them on the shelf. Maybe that one. It's right at the end. Sister Mida comes in. Let me buy a present for my husband. And she chooses that Bible. Imagine the chances of that friend. She chooses that Bible. She comes and she gives the Bible. Happy Christmas, all that. The prophet's been using his same Bible for 30-something years. He now has to come and preach. Full gospel businessman. For some reason, imagine. He says, let me take the new Bible today. Can you not see how God is in control of things? He comes for the first time that day and his scripture is exactly the pages that are stuck together. And he brings it to this day. The scripture is fulfilled. Is it not the same as in the book of Esther? Somehow this man just goes, okay,
Et cet homme-là s'en va.
Inimini-man. Whatever he does.
Il fait les choix.
He takes that one there, brings it.
Il prend celui-là, il le poussette.
Opens it up.
Il l'ouvre.
Hey, and the king, he can't sleep.
Et
king doesn't know why.
He's
like, excuse, I don't understand it. I've never had this problem in all my life.
Il n'a jamais eu ce problème comme ceci avant.
He opens it up.
Il l'ouvre.
And he reads about Mordecai.
Il lit au sujet de Mardoché.
Friends, that's not a miracle. That's a wonder.
Ça, c'est pas un miracle, c'est une merveille.
That's a wonder.
C'est une merveille.
And God does the same for us. How many times do you pick up your Bible or something, or you pick a message, and God speaks straight to you? And you say, but how did I choose that scripture? How did that happen? It's the same God who's in control of all things. And then the king all of a sudden, imagine. Maybe he was almost getting dozy at that time. Mordecai on such a day. Bigthan, Teresh. The king sits up. 5 years later. Did we ever give that man a reward? Why? How can the king remember that? Did we ever give that man a reward? No, we never gave.
No.
Imagine how the sun's just come up. Here comes Haman. He wants to get his business done early. He's made his gallows. It's ready. I'm going to go and see the king early this morning. That man Mordecai is going to die. He comes walking in the court of the king. The king says, I can't rest. We need to reward that man now. Imagine the king. He could leave it for tomorrow. He could delegate it to somebody else. We need to reward that man now. And he hears some footsteps. Who's in the court? Oh, it's Haman. Tell him to come. Good. Here comes Haman. My lord, the king. Hey, good stuff. The king brought me in early in the morning. I'm first in line. It's not going to take long. That Jew's going to be hanging on that gallows. Haman, what should the Lord do? What should the king do to a man who he wants to show favor? I can choose anything I want. This is great. All the demons in hell. Let him get the king's horse. Let them put the king's robe on a man. Lead him through the city and go before. Let one of the nobles go before and say, this is what the Lord will do to somebody that he shows favor to. Excellent. Go and do what you said. Here's my robe. Take my horse. And how he says it. Go and take Mordecai, the Jew. And they go, yes, go and put Mordecai, the Jew. Friends. When the tide starts turning, the tide starts turning. Hey, the man is embarrassed, humiliated now. He goes home hoping he's going to find comfort from his wife. Hey, you know what happened? If it started like that, it's going to end up bad. He doesn't even have time to think of another plan. There's a knock on the door. Your presence is requested immediately at the second banquet of the queen. The man comes to the palace.
On l'amène au palais.
Now Esther feels the way opening.
Sent que la voie est ouverte.
She brings the case against Haman.
Elle amène le cas contre
Haman. The king now wanting to get a little bit of air because he doesn't know what to do. Out he goes.
Le roi veut prendre un peu d'air,
what am I going to do with this man? He's my prime minister.
Il est mon premier ministre.
Haman, wanting to plead for his life,
Haman voulait plaider
trips
pour
on the carpet or something. He falls on top of Esther on her couch.
Esther.
Just as the king walks in.
Just au moment où le roi
friends, Hollywood can't make a better drama than this.
Hollywood ne peut pas faire une bonne
but that's what God has. The man trips and he falls right on top of Esther. And the king comes in.
Le roi rentre, l'homme s'est jeté.
What are you trying to do
femme?
To my wife?
Il dit, mais qu'est-ce que tu fais à ma femme?
And his servants come and cover his head, showing he's under a death penalty.
Et le serviteur
at the same time, there happens to be one of the servants there. My lord, the king. I just heard him speaking this morning that he made a gallows in his garden to hang Mordecai. Take him to his gallows. Hang him on his own gallows. Friend. And he falls in the same ditch. But before you do that, oh no, no, stop.
Le faire, arrêtez.
Take the ring off his finger.
Enlevez l'anneau de son doigt.
And put it on Mordecai.
Mettez-le sur le doigt de Mordecai.
Friends, that's how God's providence works. That's a very powerful book. But like I said, there's not one mention of the name God, Lord, Jehovah. No one prays openly that you can see in the book. But God is in control from the beginning to the end. Truly, friends, Esther, it's a book of wonders. And your life is a book of wonders as well. If the chronicles of your life could be written, what a drama it would make. If you really saw what the Lord has done for you. If the record could be laid out like it's laid out there, inspired. Your life and mine, it's a book of wonders as well. Let's stand. Let's come to a time of worship before we close. If you have something for us there, Brother Vlad. Yeah. Let's sing that song first. You'll understand it better by and by.
We are often tossed and driven
on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests, hope succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the sins of God are gathered. We will tell story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Temptation hidden skills often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many a thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why that is, when we try to do our best, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the sins of God are gathered home, we will take by and by, when the morning comes, all the sins of God are gathered home. We will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by.
Let's sing one more song before we come to prayers. It's a song, another time where the Lord allowed the devil to think, yeah. It's about Paul and Silas. Amen. You know, the devil thought he had them. I've beaten those guys. I've put them in prison. I've stopped them. But it wasn't stopping them at all. Because in prisoners' chains, with bleeding stripes, they started to bless his name. Because God is the God of circumstance. Nothing happens to a believer by chance. The prophet says, God is behind every move. And then they waited on the Lord. They gave God time. And they saw the wonders of the Lord. Let's sing that song before we pray. Prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you all. I give you praise.
I gave you all, I gave you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. So if you find, so if you find that in your life, you're in the midst of times so hard, reach out by faith. I give you praise.
your name.
Bless his name. Let us enter into prayer. Forget about yourself. Forget about your problems, your troubles. Why don't you just worship him? Thank him for the wonders that he's done. Thank him for the grace that he's bestowed. Thank you for who he is and what he's done. And you will find the chains will fall in Jesus' name. Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Let's come before his throne of grace in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to bless you. Have a song, Deborah. Amen. Let's sing that song before we close. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Yes, to wait.
Teach me, Lord, to wait. While heart are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. Day that way upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to down on my knees, till in your own good time you will answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely upon what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Yes, to wait.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Yes, to wait.
Just a reminder, Saints, communion service next Saturday evening. Please be in prayer for that. And then Brother Howard Searle will be with us the following weekend. I think it's the 14th or something. This Saturday evening, 6 o'clock. He'll only be with us for the Saturday. So please be in prayer for that as well. Just one thing also about Sunday school. As we said, we started last week with adult Sunday school at about 25 past 10. And it's been really a blessing. Brother Maxwell has taken a couple of things about the church, what the prophet said about the church. It's been a wonderful time. So we'd really recommend, why don't you come along? You know, I know that the children, when they're at Sunday school, it's wonderful for the parents to have something to do. We finished just a few minutes before song worship. So I'd really encourage you, saints, come along. I think it'll be a real, real blessing if we support. There were very few people there today, but I'd really encourage you, saints, come a little bit earlier. Come and hear it. It's wonderful. That's where we can get some good teaching. If you've got any questions and answers, we can get onto those kind of things as well. It gives an opportunity to just to put certain things in place that need to be put in place. So we do appreciate the effort. And may the Lord bless it and guide and lead, and that is our desire. Let's bow heads. If anybody has a request before the Lord, let's just remember today, there's no weapon formed by man or the devil that can stand against you. You know, Paul, when he gives his great conclusion in the Bible, he says, what shall we say then to these things? He says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Friends, let's just go with that thought this day. You may be like an Esther. You have your good times and your bad. Sometimes people have to exhort you into your position, and sometimes you're just not quite where you should be. Well, we all get there at certain times. But God is the God of circumstance. He overrules those things, friends, because this is a conflict between God and Satan. And you just yield yourself into his hands. Do the best that you can, and he will bring the victory to pass, because he's never known a defeat. Whatever your desire, raise your hand before the Lord. Let's unite together in Jesus' name. Father, I bring every petition before thee upon this day. First of all, we stand against the devil. Father, he's a bluff and he's a liar. And Father, we cast him forth in Jesus' name. Father, you said to submit ourselves to you. We've done that under your word today. Then you said to resist the devil, and we've done that, Lord. Now it says he shall flee from us, Lord. Amen. Father, expecting in the lives of many people that there'll be a difference, Lord. That, amen. Father, the spirit of depression, the spirit of heaviness, Father, it'll depart from them. Amen. And Father, you will be glorified. Father, any sickness, any infirmity, we come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Let your great hand of providence, Father, reach right down now. Father, to that situation we pray. And Father, may you curse that spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name, we pray. And Father, we now ask for your blessing upon your people, your blessing upon the things that lay before us by your grace. You've ordered these events, Father. You brought our brother from New Zealand. You've allowed our footsteps to cross with him once again at this time. Father, minister to your people. Father, overshadow your servant. Minister a blessing, we ask and pray. And even as we'd come for communion next week, Lord, help us to be shut in with God in the secret place, Lord. Help us to prepare ourselves. Help us to wait upon you. And may it be a blessed time in your presence. Bless our adult Sunday school. Bless Brother Maxwell for what he's doing, his family. Father, bless each minister in this place. Bless each of the officers, the deacons, every other need that we have, the Sunday school teachers, the musicians. Brother George, bless him and his family. Said travel back on Tuesday. Sister Vida as well. We dedicate them to thee. Be with your people. Be with Brother Christian and the saints. Brother Tom and the saints. Brother Billy and the saints. Brother George Quinn and the saints. Bless your people upon this day, we pray. Now as we go, please, Lord, give us traveling mercies. Watch over us, Lord. We know Satan would always desire to try to knock out of us the confidence that you build inside of us. But, Father, help us to stand our ground and to say no. That, Father, even as the Father, that man whose sword clave to his hand, that will just stand in the post of duty to defend that which is rightfully ours. Bless us as we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints. You can sing one more, brother.
As the mountains are around Jerusalem, the Lord is all around his people. As the mountains are around Jerusalem, The Lord is all around His people. From this time forth and forevermore, the Lord is all around His people. From this time forth it shall always be, the Lord is all around His people. Like Mount Zion in the midst of Jerusalem, we cannot be moved, we cannot be moved. Like Mount Zion in the midst of Jerusalem, we cannot be moved, we cannot be moved. From this time forth and forevermore, the Lord is all around His people. From this time forth it shall always be, the Lord is around His people. From this time forth it shall always be, the Lord is all around His people. The Lord is all around His people.